Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been big new victim disarmament attacks on the Second Amendment developments. We're going to get into that today. Paul Watson is just now completing at PrisonPlanet.com a big part two to yesterday's important news. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. So we're going to be going over that today and all of the new victim disarmament that is unfolding. We also have some guests that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later in the show that are coming on. Also, Kurt Nemo's been here all week visiting us from New Mexico, where he webmasters and writes stories for Infowars.com. And I thought, wait a minute, Kurt Nemo's here in town. I need to have Kurt in studio either today or tomorrow with us here on the air. So we will also go ahead, and I think I'm going to have Kurt on today. We've got several other guests, and I've got to check with my producer exactly when the best time to have Kurt in studio with us is. Specifically, I want to open the phones up in the next segment for listeners to call in with their response to reading. I know a lot of you have read it, H.R. 645. Now, we know they've built FEMA camps. We know they've been conditioning the local police to accept the FEMA camps. We know they've been federalizing things, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, announcing they're going to use troops against the American people. Everything that was covert that we warned you about is now pretty much public. This final piece of the puzzle is exactly what we said it was going to be, because we reverse engineered it with all of the fragments of the secret operation we had. With those pieces, it was complete. Now it's just we know we put the puzzle together exactly right because it gives you a very clear view of the PR, the public relations offensive they're already engaged in with this cashless society surveillance system, how they're going to sell the public on going into the camps. So I want to continue discussing this today. But before I get into all the new gun control developments, and it's all off the charts, it's just more is happening in a day now than, again, what happened in 6 months, a year, 5 years previously. I mean, it's just, they are making their move right now. Completely parasitic criminal government. Totally illegitimate. Premeditated, long-term strategic planning for a invincible tyranny. It is not invincible, though, if the people take action against it. But the elite are trying to set up a foolproof, fail-safe, grid, technological enslavement system. So we're going to be breaking that down here on the transmission today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And specifically, you heard me break down how they're announcing they'll have the clergy response teams at the camps. It says six major camps. They've already built hundreds of camps. They built, four big 1-million-man camps. It was reported about 3 years ago that FEMA contracts for Halliburton, subsidiary KBR. But now they're announcing that these will be massive fusion centers that'll have your local police, the federal National Guard, now being completely federalized, pastors and other community, quote, activists. And that's the Obama Brigades. So they're private army. This is really happening. It's now unfolding. It's no longer in the planning phases as they slowly built the architecture in semi-secrecy. It wasn't hard to find out about if you were looking, but it was somewhat secret before. Now they've turned the cloaking device off so they can open fire on us. Their cloaking device just dropped. That means they're going in for the kill. They are literally slitting the throat of the nation right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is you, the listeners, more than half the time, who actually give us tips to key information. And the problem that we all face psychologically is that even if we consciously know they're building FEMA camps and consciously know the office of the presidency has been turned into a dictatorship, a vehicle of control over this region of the New World Order by the offshore private central banks looting the planet who are known as the New World Order, really the Old World Order, the robber barons, the black nobility from Europe, that it's still hard to believe it even as it's happening. Now, there are at least 10 that we have found serious gun bills in the House of Representatives that will completely ban semi-automatic rifles and handguns. There is a new one. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I had to do some research. There is a new bill that's co-sponsored by Rahm Emanuel that he was co-sponsoring right when he left. What, a month ago, right before he resigned. And the NRA is not telling people about it. It's only Gun Owners of America. It's only the New American Magazine. We went to thomas.loc.gov, and sure enough, it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, every gun owner in the United States will have to go in and be federally registered. And you will register your gun. So it's gun registration. They've got another bill to ban all private transfer of firearms. I mean, it's a nightmare. And then they set up on the news saying, we're not coming after your guns. 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 Just like at Waco as they were machine gunning them as they ran out the back door after the feds caught the place on fire, after the Delta Force did. They had loudspeakers saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Remember 2.5 years ago, Senator Sessions blew the whistle. They said, we're having a secret immigration reform bill, but we won't let you know what it is till we vote. And then it leaked, and it was total amnesty for all illegal aliens, for felons. Anyone who wanted to come here was instantly legalized for 6 years, and then it was, quote, sunsetted. But then it automatically re-upped unless they voted it down. They are a pack of criminal control freaks, and they hate it that you own property. I don't care if it's 1 acre or 1,000 acres. They hate it that you've got nice houses and swimming pools. They hate it you can homeschool your children. They hate it you can send them to private school. They hate it that you're not dependent on them. They love the inner city and cultures they've had control of for hundreds of years as slaves and then as 14th Amendment slaves and breaking up the families and setting up the Planned Parenthoods to kill their babies. They want that for everybody. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're white, if you're Asian, you're middle class, they hate your stinking guts. And they're not in control. This is one big giant reservation, but we're Indians that still got guns, still got bows and arrows. And they don't like it. First gun control laws against Native Americans. First gun control laws against blacks. It's slavery. And we told you the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, or being approved, Eric Holder. This is the guy that helped cover up Oklahoma City. We have his internal memos through lawsuits. This is the guy who lobbied before the Supreme Court for total and complete disarmament of what he calls civilians. He says no one who is not in the military or law enforcement should be able to own a gun, period. It's on record. On record. Now, you notice they just passed the big stimulus package, which is $1 trillion. They say it's 800 and something million, but really it's over $1 trillion if you look at it properly. Pay off to the states, pay off to their cronies, corporate welfare. But I'm not even covering that. They talk about $25-50 billion bailouts for Ford and Chevy and Ford and GM. None of that even compares to the $8.5 trillion stolen as of 7 weeks ago, and then they've kept the number secret, but at that time it was $1.3 trillion a week the offshore banks were stealing. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen, and they are coming for your guns. Make no mistake. And you're like, well, we'll never get away with it. It's going to be crazy. Oh, they shut your food, your water, your gas off for a few months. Most people are going to turn them in. See, this is all going to be done through psychological warfare. These people are smart. It's why they're in control. They're not going to march out tomorrow and say, Alex Jones, you know, we're arresting you and taking you to a camp. They're not going to march out and go after their political enemies day one. They're going to let society unravel and fall apart, and they're going to suck the treasury completely dry, and then they're going to foment riots if they have to get them started and let cities burn, and then they're going to send the army and the police in, just like New Orleans, just like L.A., Los Angeles, to disarm people and stop people defending themselves. You want to know where the SWAT teams and the flakback trailers of FBI leading regular army troops are coming? They're coming to the wealthy areas. They're going to come in and take your guns and take your jewelry, like they did in New Orleans. And they're going to have mercenaries with them, like Bill Moyers did a report a few months ago admitting Mossad-backed Israeli mercenaries were involved in operations and gun confiscation in New Orleans. Go pull it up. You cannot make this up. What is Blackwater raiding all over California, Oregon right now? California and Oregon legalized marijuana for medical use. They can't get the local police to raid them. They just send in Blackwater. It's in the LA Times. They're coming after you. All you idiots that gave money to the government, all you idiots that gave money to the politicians, all of you that play golf with state senators and think you're elitist, you're the ones they're coming after. They want your bank accounts. They want your house. They want your company. The Nazis, you know, the media always covers how Hitler put Jews and people in camps, and he certainly did, but most of what he did was stealing. Most of what they did was run around the world stealing all the art and literature and gold and diamonds and stealing from their own population, and hundreds of thousands of prominent Nazis were killed and everything they had stolen, robbed. That's how the Nazis worked. They let their low-level Nazis steal all the goodies, and they'd line them up and shoot them and take the goodies for themselves. That's what we're dealing with here. This is, and if you think the American people aren't as immoral as the Germans were, let me give you a newsflash. The Germans were a very moral, upright people on average, compared with a work ethic. But what they were is slavish to authority. So authority told them to do something, they'd do it. But prior to Hitler, it was one of the most moral nations in the world. Lowest crime rates, least amount of stealing, handshake deals, very intelligent, hardworking people. And in a few years, he had the cops in black uniforms lining kids up and blowing their heads off. Now, that's how this works. Now, I'm going to tell you again. Everything we told you came true. We've been right about it all. Now, I have in front of me a huge stack of gun control bills. These things have sponsors. These things are racing through the House right now. They are coming for your guns. Barack Obama is a state and federal senator, supported Chicago and D.C. gun ban. Ban. You understand? Ban. Ban. They've got another bill where Eric Holder, the new attorney general, or whoever the attorney general is going to be, can, by executive fiat, pronounce guns illegal. Just like the new zoning laws make it where city councils or mayors can just announce that this is illegal or that's illegal, or the Patriot Act. You heard a top lawyer on yesterday saying, yes, talking back to a police officer is an act of terrorism under the subsection of the Patriot Act. You heard that on air from the guy quoted in the LA Times. Now, you want to laugh at Alex Jones and say, oh, you're exaggerating. Bull. Bull. It's you who cannot, some of you out there, get your head around this. And I want to tell all the yuppies and all the neocons and all the people laughing about this and those on CENTCOM payroll to attack us, you are destroying your own future, fools. And you're going to end up just like the German soldiers. I got news for you. Because this New World Order is not going to make it. It's not going to make it. But they've gone past the point of no return in their crimes. So they're going all the way over the edge of the cliff. And they're taking all of us with them. And all I can tell the listeners out there is, this is it. We are a week and a half into Barack Obama. And it's worse than I ever imagined it would be. Just phalanxes of gun control bills, victim disarmament, giant FEMA camp announcements, youth brigades. His 2 days ago, his wife was giving a speech about it. And again, it's got this Orwellian name. I've got it here in my notes. It's something like compulsory voluntarism. I'm going to play a clip from a newscast where they actually read the text of the speech. I just can't keep track of it anymore. It's just all unbelievable. There's so much happening. We're not like crawling around in the dirt looking for evidence of the New World Order, looking for evidence of FEMA camps. I've got stacks of it here in front of me. And I look at the commenters on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I look at the comments on our YouTube videos, and it's like, Alex Jones, the New World Order doesn't exist. You're a lie. When they talk about the New World Order, they just mean a new system of government. Well, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, here it is in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, where it says, the New World Order is upon us, full of hope and promise. How realistic is the North American currency? Uniting U.S., Canada, and Mexico would result from crisis. And then they say, you've got to change the way your views are. This isn't a conspiracy theory. In fact, it's good. We've got to do it. See, they told you it didn't exist back when you could probably have stopped it. Now that it's probably too late, they're saying, oh, by the way, that was all true. The camps are real. The devaluation of the dollar is real. The death camps are real. You understand? We're going to have to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. All right, your call's coming up in the next segment. Then I'm going to get into all the new gun control, all the new attacks on the Second Amendment, outright gun bans of basically every semi-automatic out there, total registration, people with misdemeanors won't be able to own firearms, bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act, thumbprints, face scans, you'll have to have a mental health check and do a shooting test with the feds. It's over. They're coming. They're here. They want dominance. They want a monopoly of power. The battle is on. So Obama, that lying criminal, that puppet, sits up there and says, hey, there's no gun control coming, only reasonable gun control. But he calls reasonable total victim disarmament like D.C. and Chicago, where this criminal's from. I want to just go ahead and play part of Lou Dobbs. Here it is.
Gun sales have simply soared since the election of President Obama. Gun owners all across this country are concerned, and many others are concerned, that the Obama administration will curtail Second Amendment rights to bear arms. This concern is based on the president's past record on gun rights and that of his nominee to be Attorney General, who will be running the Justice Department, Eric Holder. Bill Tucker with our report.
Gun sales soared at the end of last year. The FBI reported a 42% spike in background checks in November of last year versus November of 2007. Background checks rose 24% in December versus December of 2007. Some gun shops report back orders for guns that are as long as 11 months. For gun owners, President Obama and his choice for Attorney General Eric Holder are a double threat to their Second Amendment rights. Last year, Holder went on record refusing to support what is essentially an individual's right to own a gun in Washington, D.C.
Eric Holder signed on to a brief before the Supreme Court, the so-called Heller decision, overturning the D.C. gun ban, and he was in favor of keeping the gun ban. He wants people in the District of Columbia to go to jail if they have a handgun.
After the court ruled against the gun ban, President Obama says he will, quote, uphold the constitutional rights of law-abiding gun owners, hunters, and sportsmen. But as witnessed in the surge of gun sales, gun owners don't think so. They're worried their Second Amendment rights are about to come under assault. The president has tried to ease those concerns, saying he supports enacting, quote, common sense laws, like closing the gun show loophole and improving our background check system so that guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists
or
criminals.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. They say Americans think their Second Amendment may be coming under attack. It's always under attack. They're attacking it at every level, shutting down gun shops, harassing people, trying to stop importation, whatever they can do bureaucratically outside the law. But when you hear, getting rid of gun show loopholes, that means not being able to transfer firearms to family or anybody else, registering everything. And then the other comment, was about tracking gun sales better. That's registering. And I have the bills. I have all the bills right here in front of me. We're covering them later after I take some calls on the FEMA camp issue. And then I'm going back into the FEMA camps, back into all of it. Hurt Nemo is going to be in studio coming up in an hour and a half. And then in the last hour today, we have joining us Jordan Maxwell on this 29th day of January 2009. Back to the newscast.
Guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists or criminals. Groups advocating for gun rights say Mr. Obama's efforts would instead make gun ownership expensive and bureaucratic. As an example of their concerns, they note that in the Illinois Senate, Mr. Obama supported a 500% increase in the federal tax on firearms and ammunition.
And they are very concerned about efforts that might be undertaken by this administration or the new Congress that would ban certain firearms or put restrictions on the ability of law-abiding Americans to purchase firearms.
They also point to President Obama's support of micro-stamping, that is, having a gun imprint a bullet with an identifiable mark, a process that researchers, including the University of California, Davis, and the National Academies of Science, say is not currently viable. In other states, there have been separate efforts to put serial numbers on bullets, which also draw skepticism as being unworkable and expensive.
It's prohibitively expensive, but that's the goal. The goal is to go ahead and make everybody hang their guns on the wall because they won't be able to afford to buy ammunition.
Now, the two groups strongly behind the push for micro-stamping are the Brady Campaign and the Coalition to End Gun Violence.
All right, let's stop there. We'll come back and play the rest of it and then go to your calls to analyze it. Yeah, Schwarzenegger's already passed this. The micro-stamping will force all the guns manufactured in the country, even if it's done in one big state like California, that's where they adopt all the standards for the rest of the nation, that in New York, to adopt it. And then that will ban all the sales of guns that don't stamp the bullets, that don't stamp the casings, and just another way to shut it down. We'll be right back. Every American in the United States will be federally registered, but not just registered, psychologically tested, fingerprinted. Any misdemeanors, they're taking your guns. And don't say they won't do it. They've done it in cities and states all over the United States. They've done it in Australia. They did it in England. They did it in Canada. They're partly done there. They've conditioned everybody by the dramas and TV shows that are based in Chicago and New York, where they go in somebody's house and go, you got a gun, you're going to jail. Where I talk to Texans who go, are your guns registered? Aren't you supposed to register them? People even in Texas don't know. You don't have to register your guns. So they create the perception of that, and then it isn't registration. It's licensing. In fact, they call it licensing and registration. That bill has got massive co-sponsorship, is rampaging through the House right now. It's all happening. It's all happening. So let's finish up analyzing the CNN piece.
Stamping are the Brady Campaign and the Coalition to End Gun Violence. The coalition also supports numbering each and every bullet made. And no one in the gun community understands the logic of that one, nor even how it can be done, in fact. And Lou, it's worth noting here that 75% of the violent crime in this country does not involve the use of a gun.
And there are other considerations here, but normally, I talked about being over the past weekend picking up a shotgun at the Gator Guns in Southern Florida and West Palm Beach. In hearing about these stories of guns being back ordered and mm-hmm. ammunition not available, and we're finding out it's true across the entire country.
Right.
And you'd like to be able to say to folks, simmer down. What's your concern? You know, these are just crazy rumors. It turns out They're not just crazy rumors.
They're not crazy rumors. Exactly right. There's a reason for concern.
This is amazing, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
We're going to turn.
You can see the rest of the newscast. We have it linked up on Infowars.com right now and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to take calls now, and then in the next hour, I'm going to get into the full-scale attack, never before seen at anything near this, at any level near this in U.S. history, against the Second Amendment. While the Pentagon psyops running the country out of NORTHCOM tell you over and over again, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, stand down. So they can overrun our republic's positions. This is military attack. The Pentagon doesn't work for the U.S. It works for offshore banks. The White House is a puppet of all of this. We are in global receivership, and they can't have their slaves being armed. They have to come after your guns so that when the rioting and the breakdown of society happens, they have laws saying, well, your guns aren't registered. You didn't get a license. Nationwide, Texas, Arizona, Vermont, everywhere where the Second Amendment's still strong, they are coming. And the police will say, hey, I'm just following orders. It's the law. And I've talked to so many police that say, well, I'm for the Second Amendment unless they pass a law. You can't pass a law overturning free speech or the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. But they're doing it. Notice everything is happening. And everybody said, oh, the Supreme Court ruling says we have an individual right. But it said, but they can also curtail it by law. The ruling was against the Second Amendment. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Look at how they're ruling against the First and against the Fourth on every issue right now. I know how to read what they said and what they did. It just said that you can't completely outright ban somebody's guns. And that's what Obama said. He said, well, I'm for reasonable gun control. You know, I'm not saying we can unilaterally ban them all. That's a quote on the web in a speech. Ban them all in one day. We've just got to restrict them through law. So the Supreme Court, they said, oh, it ruled for the Second Amendment. No, all the previous rulings have been 100% Second Amendment being individual right, like the first 10 Bill of Rights. They're all individual. The new ruling says, oh, yeah, it's an individual right if you jump through all of our hoops and if we think it's okay. So that's coming up. Let's go to your call. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, basically, I want to say this. I voted for Obama. You know, I'm a young black man. But basically, after, you know, just looking at him and observing him, you're right. You know, he's basically a puppet. I was caught up in the hype, just like the majority of black people. And not just black folks.
It's not just black folks got caught up in the hype.
Yeah. And as far as a black man, being president, you know, I'm an American, and I love my country. Itself, the most oppressed people in this country are black men and American white women, and I really think that Obama is being set up, and they're gonna, you know, bring race back into the issue, because the economy in 2 years, I think, is going to collapse, and we're going to have the Amero something of their standard.
They never do something that looks good on the surface for good. They're going to set it up, make it look like Obama's running everything, create racial strife, and then blame everything on him when he is a wicked globalist, but he's only a front man, and then it'll all be about Obama instead of the actual controllers of the system.
And the actual controllers, as you constantly point out, are the international bankers. But most Americans don't realize that the Federal Reserve is 80% privately owned and creates money out of nothing, and then charges us interest on the money that basically they magically create.
What do you think of, and that's why they rule the world through that fraud, through that sleight of hand, what do you think of them openly announcing FEMA camps but putting the spin on it that, well, it's a place for you to live and stay for your safety?
on the FEMA camp issue, I'm kind of split down the middle because the FEMA camps they also can be used for good, you know, let's just say like another net.
But see, that's the whole point. See how they make it look good, and they're acting like they just now set it all up, but we know it's been set up for bad uses.
Okay, and the Treasury and the Secretary of Treasury, he doesn't pay his taxes.
Geithner,
he gets appointed, and you know the system is just really messed up, and
I wish that
people would take more initiative to inform themselves and actually mobilize and become more militant, and get back our rights. And the Second Amendment right is, of course, to protect yourself. But the main reason for the Second Amendment is just in case the government gets too big, the people have the arms to overthrow the government.
Absolutely, and that's what the Founding Fathers said, and the FBI now says that's terrorism. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Steve. Jim in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, wow. Thanks for taking the call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
The news yesterday was unreal and just real scary. People better hurry up and wake up. I just need 30 seconds, and maybe you've seen this movie, maybe you haven't. I was relaxing last night watching HBO, and, you know, I go to the movies despite the fact that it's 90% programming and desensitization. But I was watching a movie called Children of Men. It's a 2006 movie with Clive Owen and Julianne Moore.
Yeah, and it's where everybody's been sterilized by design by the government.
Yeah, it's set in a dystopian 2027 London setting, and America's on fire. It's an epidemic that has led to worldwide infertility. And there's no kids born for the last 18 years. Everyone is in shock and scared around the world. There's war in every country, total prison camps worldwide, signs on the road telling people to tattletale. And it's just so sick, brother. It's totally pathetic.
Sir, those signs are in Austin. They've now suddenly all over the country put up big flashing billboards saying tattle on your neighbors. It's now happening.
That's why I brought that up. I mean, it's totally prophetic, Alex. It's totally commissioned by the CIA. It's very realistic. And you know,
also, they say twice at the start of the film, that the government is staging the terror attacks. And I actually know a director who knows.
I caught that line. But they didn't say it about America. It was about Britain, and they just made it sound like it's normal, you know. But here, of course, it's not normal. But unlike most CIA movies that I've seen, you know, this one is very realistic. And if people want to understand what we are desperately fighting against, they just need to watch that movie with an open mind because it's real.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, if you watch Children of Men, they have big ghettos for the poor people in the collapsed society, and then they just randomly grab large amounts every day and take them to death camps, and then they execute people, and then they put some of them in the camp. That's exactly how it worked in Russia and everywhere else. I happen to know a director who knows that Mexican director who's very well accomplished who made Children of Men, and it is not CIA propaganda. You see, Hollywood is not completely controlled by the New World Order. And there are a lot of prominent directors who've had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 or more big hits who can finally make their own film. If you can get it distributed, you've got the big name, you've got the money, you can finance it, and if you don't go over budget, that's how the contracts work, then you get final cut. And, you know, A Scanner Darkly is anti-New World Order. I consulted on it. I'm in it with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and others. So, Woody Harrelson and others. And people say, well, why is there New World Order imaging in this? Because I consulted on the film. Because we're showing you the New World Order is the bad guys. It's not subliminal. It's right out in the open. You know, wearing an all-seeing eye on the guy's T-shirt. Well, no, Downey Jr. So you see that. That's people in the culture, in the system that don't like this, that are able to get films out through fiction. There's going to be a film called The New World Order that I'm in that's a documentary that's going to be airing on a major cable network. I'm just going to leave it at that. Well, actually, it's been in the newspaper now, so I can talk some about it. But it's the main selection at the South by Southwest this year. and it's the first fair film I've ever seen. Discovery Channel maker, the guy that made some kind of monster and Brother's Keeper and Paradise Lost, you know, he's in the very top echelon of documentary filmmakers in the world. They made a, was it $3.5 or $4 million series that I was in, and they basically told him, well, we want this to be more of a, you know, hit piece against Alex Jones. And he said, look, it's fair. And they said, well, it's not going to air. That's the first thing he's ever had, ever made, where he was told that's it. It's not going to air. So there's major battles. I'm a witness to it. And what's happening is Hollywood comes and checks out my information, checks out what I'm doing. And then the major filmmakers make films, and then the bosses of Hollywood will kill it, or the government will kill it. So there's a major rebellion. The directors, the actors don't like what's going on. And they're held hostage, basically. But, you know, you could call it predictive programming with shows like The Prisoner and all these other films they've had about camps and things. And some of that has been propaganda. Like a film like I Am Legend is definitely conditioning, where a vaccine to cure cancer kills the majority of the population, but some that are immune turn into these raving lunatics. If you see the movie, what's the movie they made out of Firefly? Serenity. Where the government is putting Prozac into the air, an advanced Prozac, on a colony planet, a terraform planet, and it kills, once it builds up in their system, 99% of people, but the 1%, it makes them go completely psychopathic. That's actually in government studies. That's a way to boil it down more simply. Prozac does make a percentage of people go completely psychopathic, but it's more than that. They found with other studies that there's always people immune to what they do. And they've found that their conditioning, their brainwashing actually counteracts and actually breaks some people, a minority. Instead of being zombies, most people are in a dream state. The brainwaves of the general public in the United States and England and Europe from watching more than 4 hours of TV a day are now different brainwaves than we had 50 years ago. Most people are in a dream-like state. They're actually hypnotized. But they found that their conditioning, and I've seen the studies on this, with some people actually short circuits that and gets people even more, almost an allergy to propaganda. And I definitely have that. I mean, it gets into more complex issues. Most of you listening have an allergy to this type of garbage. And that's really what it is. It's their very propaganda that woke you up. It's so obvious. And see, as things get scary, as things come together, more and more people are going to fight against the New World Order. But also others are going to get scared and decide to join forces with it out of fear. They're afraid of the big bully. They're afraid of the abuser. So they're going to go act like they're enthusiastically working with it. And they'll make excuses. They'll psychologically do whatever mental gymnastics and backflips they have to rationalize what they're doing. And you've also got sociopaths, psychopaths, sadistic sociopaths and psychopaths, controlled psychopaths, genius psychopaths, that whole group, who tend to be in the command positions and then also enforcer positions. So they're at both the top and the bottom. And then you've just got all the cowardly people and the greedy people kind of in the middle. It's like an Oreo cookie. You've got psychopaths at the bottom, psychopaths at the top, and kind of like the big cream filling of just cowardly rationalizing thieves and people who can be bought off for the almighty dollar. And what happens is these systems accelerate into their final phases. The Oreo cookie part eats the cream filling. So after the system's done dominating the general public and enslaving, then it eats itself. Then after that phase, there's a psycho war. And the psychos, once they have total power and massive death camps, and because, I mean, that's the ultimate expression of control freaks. That's why it always manifests itself. It's a human condition. when we hit rock bottom, that then you'll always have a few king psychopaths who are paranoid, and then they'll mainly start killing their own people. They kill their people when they first get in power, then they kill and enslave the general public, then there's an accelerated, even larger purge, purge after purge after purge after purge after purge after purge after purge, as the hyper-dominant psychopaths do battle with each other. And then generally after the hyper-dominant psychopaths have finally gone through those three phases, then they look outward and start running mass wars. And that's generally how they fall, because they're so used to always winning, dominating their own country, dominating their own people, dominating their own inner party. Then they look outward and they say, okay, let's start dominating other nations. And they think they're invincible, and then generally rebellion at home and overreaching military operations outside the black hole nation, that's what I would term it. It's a nation that enters a hellish vortex. Then it falls. But they want to use supercomputers, algorithms, and studying other dictatorships, the final revolution, as they call it, the scientific dictatorship, to try to war game it out, to foresee every eventuality, so that they, the king psychopaths, can feed and feed and feed and never be defeated. As O'Brien says in 1984, pressing on the nerve of power eternally. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. You see, to get the military and police to go along with total martial law and gun confiscation, they've got to bring us into a total collapse and crisis. And they're doing it. Let's go to Kelly in Georgia. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling in. I just want to tell you thank you for helping wake me up. It's hard to maintain a sense of humor in the midst of everything that's going on, but I saw something on MSNBC this morning that was kind of amusing, and it's in Texas, so I don't know if it's one of your listeners or what, but somebody took one of those large highway signs that, you know, that flash, like, you know, whatever might come along there, but it says...
Well, let's be clear. They can, as I said a decade ago, they would put them up and mm-hmm. started out with save kidnapped children.
Right.
An old lady's been lost, Alzheimer's, but now it's report illegal guns, report terrorism. See, they phase everything in with a good reason on the surface.
Yep.
And then bring in the evil. Go ahead.
Well, this one, someone had changed the wording on it, whatever from it was originally, and it says, caution, zombies ahead. Nazi zombies, run. Zombies in area, run. And then it says, like, run for cold climates. And then it says, the end is near. So somebody
sounds like somebody doing a joke instead of being serious and saying, police state billboard, fascism.
Yeah, they probably should have put something like that, but then it wouldn't have shown up on MSNBC.
Well, all over the country, people are also vandalizing speed cameras, red light cameras, so the resistance is beginning to mount.
Yep. Another thing, too, is I saw on ABC News last night, I was watching the report about the CIA guy, and they had someone on there from the Council on Foreign Relations, and I just think it's funny that you still have people who deny that even exists, but then they'll have them on mainstream news and have, you know, across the bottom, spokesperson for Council on Foreign Relations or whatever. So,
and supposedly he would drug the women and videotape raping them is why they're talking about indicting him. But, I mean, who do you think a CIA section chief is going to be?
Right.
I mean, anybody at that level now is, you know, clearly knows about 9/11 or was involved.
Yep.
You know, we've got old CIA section chiefs coming out, like Bill Christensen. He was the Berlin office. I mean, that's high level, saying 9/11 is an inside job. Here on the show, and you know, Mr. Baer and others are coming out saying all the evidence says inside job, but most of the good guys are speaking out. But I mean, now it's just a bunch of people that want to rape children or women. I mean, that's who the New World Order are. They're psychos. Smart psycho doesn't go out with a yellow Volkswagen to pick up teenage girls at shopping malls.
Right.
Okay, that's your low level. The smart ones, and Maine criminology teaches this, so police should know this, that smart psychos want uniforms, they want badges, they want power, so that they can't be caught. And that's all it is. I mean, that's who runs things now, is psycho killers.
Right, and that kind of leads me into my next comment, which is, I know you haven't talked about it today, but about the draft, and that was, you know, that's kind of been a subject lately, too, and I've got a 14-year-old son, and I've always said, you know, if they start a draft, then just, you know, you just tell them you're gay or whatever. And then I started thinking about it because I guess before the inauguration, well, it had to have been like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I saw a headline somewhere that don't ask, don't tell policy will likely be taken away under Obama.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make, well, see, they're also, oh, it's equality for women. We, you know, they're going to be drafted, too, in the new legislation. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get to go be a slave, too. Isn't that fair?
Yep, yep. So now you can't even use being homosexual as an excuse. They just want to get everybody in.
Well, see, they make death and destruction a right. Oh, abortion, you get to kill your baby. Nobody's going to take that away. See, oh, you get to have suicide education, then the suicide explodes, teaching them how to commit suicide. You see what I, it's all psych warfare. And the dumb teachers teaching it, they're compartmentalized. They don't even know they're part of it. Good to hear from you, Kelly. All right. More calls straight ahead and analysis of the camps and gun control.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We just got contacted by Professor Griff of Public Enemy. Got all these hip-hop legends calling the office. We're going to line him up for the show next week. It's getting crazy. You know, that's because they've got the courage. All these other rock stars, Hollywood people call here literally every week. Some, you wouldn't believe the names if I told you, showing the good news we're getting the word out. But it's these hip-hop legends like KRS-One and others that are actually reaching out to us. We're not even reaching out to them. This is exciting. So I can't wait to have him. Maybe I'll have Dr. Dre on or LL Cool J. We wouldn't have Too Short. Think Too Short? Come on. Oh, my gosh. I grew up in Dallas listening to that when I was a teenager. You know, you got to have some fun with all of this. No, they're all concerned. They know what's coming. Now, I want to continue with a few more calls for folks that have been holding the longest. Then I'm going to get into, again, if I just calmly get up here and report this news, it doesn't do its service. I mean, I need to be howling, screaming, pulling my hair out somehow to get your attention so that you'll get other people's attention. It's really happening. Massive gun control, bills hitting on every side, getting massive sponsorship. Obama will sign these if they get to his desk. What do you do then? I mean, I'm not turning my semi-autos in. I'm not going and being thumbprinted and face printed and registered to own guns. It's all there. It's all happening. And the FEMA camps, I'm going to get back into that in more detail. Paul Watson's doing a big detailed part two on that right now. It'll be on PrisonBonnet.com very soon. Let's talk to Philip in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Alex, you do a great job. You've done more in 5 years than the John Birch Society did in the previous 50. Hey, referencing H.R. 645, I don't want to turn this segment into Siskel and Ebert, but have you seen the movie Defiance?
No, I've heard about it.
Okay. It's a pretty good movie as far as movies go. Basic theme there, based on a true story, is don't get on the bus, don't turn in your gun, don't go to the camp. So I think there's a good message there as far as a Hollywood movie is concerned. Also, H.R. 645, I noticed in Section 2, the establishment of the emergency center is to have a centralized location, among other things, to have coordination for your faith-based organizations. So this ties in with the clergy response team and this sort of thing, which is also referenced in the movie Defiance. We're going to go to the camp, and we're all going to go in one happy flock, and we're going to have a nice...
Well, of course, we always told people historically, in every example, the British 200 years ago in Africa and other places in the United States, then the colonies, they would say, we're taking you here for your safety. And they're going to have newscast first with the homeless, people that have lost their houses. They're exactly as I said they would do it, because it's history. I'm not that smart. I mean, this is classical tyranny. That's why we're always right. We know the next step. So they're going to have rock bands and country bands playing at the camps. It'll be on the news. They'll have idiots clamoring to be in the camps. But again, it sets the precedent to have huge FEMA camps with brigs on them, controlling every major region. It says a major camp in every 10 FEMA regions, tied into smaller camps, if you read in there, camps on national parks. How long did we tell people that was the plan? We knew all this in 1990, especially with the base closures, because then it came out from our sources, and Mark Kornke's on record making films saying this, that they were keeping those refurbished to be camps, and now it's in the bill. See, this is key intelligence for us, because the whole bill confirms everything we've said and lets us know that our analysis of the enemy attack profile was accurate. This is a key piece of intelligence.
Yes, and to reference what's going on just north of me in Kentucky, they have the ice storm. Now they're saying that those people may be out of power and water till mid-February. So after a little bit of freeze time, those people may be clamoring to get on a bus and go somewhere. So this is a wake-up call for people to have berthies on hand. You can use ice and snow.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. And see how this works? They have these FEMA drills. They bring in Mexican troops into New Orleans. It all just sets the precedent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The bankers have robbed and looted basically everything. I know the public's starting to wake up to it, so they're moving into classical tyranny. I'm going to go back to Philip in Tennessee here in just a moment to finish up with how they're just conditioning everybody to go under federal control during emergencies, and now admitting that the camps are dual use for the American people and that Homeland Security is to be used in the regular army against the American people in combat. That's official army doctrine now. And it's in mainstream news. Wall Street Journal's announcing the Amero will save you, North American Union will fix it. Now, Chris is in Louisiana and says he only has 5 minutes left on his lunch break and is in the middle of some training exercise, so we'll go to him to find out what he's calling in about. Chris, go ahead. Hello? Chris in Louisiana, go ahead. Yes.
Yes, Alex, I was calling in regards to the military exercises that are being conducted with the NOPD down here. I don't have a lot of time to talk, but they didn't alert the public. I received phone calls last night from friends and family. They were kind of on edge because they reported black helicopters flying at low altitudes. And I told them it was probably just a military exercise. And sure enough, 2 days after their campaign started, they released on WWL.com that residents on notice for overhead police training. And it just goes into discussing the operations.
Yeah, it's further conditioning the public for military occupation. We always told people that's why all these secret drills would be done, that they would later admit they were doing, buying off local police. This is a military takeover, just acclimating. It's all dog training. You know, humans are very similar. It's all animal, like training a bear. They're just acclimating us. It's domestication. It's institutionalization. WWL radio?
Correct.
All right, yeah, that's the big 50,000-watt blowtorch.
Right.
We will go to their site. We'll get that posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What specifically do they say they're doing?
Well, I actually contacted the NOPD, pardon me, before I had to go to work this morning to ask them if they were actually going to be conducting any type of ground exercises. Like, I know that they have in the past in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they really didn't give me any information. I actually called Congressman Steve Scalise, and they told me they didn't have any information.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised they didn't tell you it didn't exist.
Right. Well, because, you know, if the Coast Guard conducts rescue operations on Lake Pontchartrain, which is, for those that aren't familiar with the area down here,
behind New Orleans.
Correct. They'll announce that a week before. And then, you know, small to large crowds sometimes will gather to witness the,
Sir, this is done. They'll always pick a place by a nursing home. They'll buy a police building. They'll blow the building up for a PSYOP. They'll have operatives there videotaping the public's response. So when they really take over to City Hall, if they have to, or they really throw out a governor that's in PDD 51, when they really run an op, the public will stand down thinking it's just another drill.
Right, and the thing that disturbs me is after I told a few friends and family last night that this was probably an exercise, it was almost like a sigh of relief. And I tried to express to them that this is all psychological to accept the military on the streets.
And did they deny that? I mean, they've already had their guns confiscated. I mean, they've already seen that, so I guess
Well, to be honest with you, some people are listening, but unfortunately the majority aren't.
Well, we've seen Army documents. New Orleans was a laboratory.
Right.
And that's why an experiment. That's why they ordered the stand down of local police. That's why they held the other rescue workers and the Coast Guard and Walmart back. It was a psyop to see how the public would respond, to then claim people didn't have enough power and enough money. Quote, we screwed up, give us more power, problem, reaction, solution. And then I did see references to it now being a laboratory zone where they brought in Dutch troops, Mexican troops, all of it. And so, you know, that is now a hot zone where they're running operations. I mean, as you know, the gun confiscations.
Right. Well, okay, I appreciate speaking with you, Alex. And
anything else you wanted to add? Thank you. Anything else you want?
Well, not really. I just wanted to, I sent an email to Aaron earlier, and I actually posted it earlier on a social network that I belong to that kind of resurrected after the InfoWars network was disbanded, and that is snardfarker@ning.com.
All right. And, we'll get it up on InfoWars. God bless you. Thanks for that report. And again, all of this is just to condition you. I mean, they'll have an ice storm. They'll have a tornado. And suddenly the Army shows up, says anybody caught in the town will be shot, you'll be arrested. And that sets the precedent. You know, your child's caught with Halls over-the-counter cough drops. They give one to a friend. They're arrested, or they're fined, or they're feed, or they're kicked out of school. It's all zero tolerance. It's all about letting us know we're prisoners. What do you think getting on an airplane is, having to take your shoes off and not being able to have water, or not being able to have your toothpaste, saying it could be a bomb? It's about normal people having interactions with bureaucrats and paramilitary forces and preparing us to be asked questions, to be lined up, to show our papers. Same thing in England. It's happened to me. It's happened to Steve Watson. I've been in England over there one time since this was enacted, and the cops walked up because I was videotaping, you know, on the street. And they said, we're putting you in a terror database. It's all on video. It's in Terror Storm. Steve Watson's taking his girlfriend to a concert. They're getting on a bus, and they come over and say, give us your ID, line up, put you in a database. And they were just doing it to random people. And they admit now, what is it, 2 million people last time I saw in England put in the terror database. No, it's 8 million, excuse me. 8 million put in the terror database. Check that. Memory fell sometimes. I believe it's 8 million. A few months ago when I saw it in the news. They're also now arresting anybody that videotapes the police all over the U.S., all over England, all over Canada, all over Australia. Again, they have all the same programs. It's called Head Start here. It's called Secure Start in England. It's called something else Start in Canada, in Australia. They have not the animal ID system in Australia. They have the livestock ID, the national livestock ID. So instead of national animal ID, it's national livestock. So it's an NL instead of, and then the first two letters of the acronym instead of NA. It's all happening. The bankers have unlimited money, our tax money. So you understand, they get our money through the taxes, then they come with the federal forces and extract even more, paying them with our money. It's just a Ponzi scheme. It's like Madoff to the power of a billion, in total control, just doing whatever they want. All right, going back to Philip in Tennessee. Go ahead, Philip. Oh, he dropped off. I wanted him to be able to finish up, but that other caller had to go on then, so I skipped him. Okay, Kelly in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Okay. Oh, Kenny. Kenny in Wisconsin. I'm out of control today. Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny
Thank
and Kelly.
You, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead,
I
Kenny.
I have two items, Alex. Number one, some years back, and I don't know if it was on your program or not, There were sightings. People had called in on the A shortwave program indicating there was this large incinerator with rail track and sightings in the state of Ohio.
Yes.
I'm calling more for an informational return on this, if anybody living in Ohio can more or less pinpoint this or get pictures of it. Item number two, regarding mind control, I was to the United States Patent Office website. There is a patent number, 5159703, which indicates silent subliminal presentation system, or it's also known as S-Quad, silent sound spread spectrum.
Yeah, a lot of malls and casinos have those, and there's thousands of mind control patents, and that is very, very real.
Okay, well, Alex, I just wanted to bring that information forward, and I will listen off air. And thank you very much, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll try, Kenny in Wisconsin. Okay. There is a railway station outside Chicago. There's also one in Ohio that is federally designated and controlled, and they put the barbed wire facing in. That's been videotaped, put on YouTube. That hasn't been publicly admitted to be a camp by the government, but we know it is. Okay. Now, what we do know, there's been two places that I've seen articles about incinerators. One was in a Northern California newspaper 5 years ago. I can't remember the headline. I do remember the headline 6.5 years ago in the Rocky Mountain News. And a few weeks ago, I mentioned this when somebody called in, and I said, put it, because I don't have time to find it again. I actually tried a few weeks ago and didn't have time to look deep enough. I can't remember the exact headline, but it was something like, Governor says incinerators ready for mass outbreak. And that was the basic headline. If somebody can find it again, we'll post it on the main page as a flashback at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or put it in the Prison Planet forum. I said this a few weeks ago. It's probably in there, and I just didn't see it. And they said, yes, we built emergency FEMA centers to burn 15,000 people. I'm going from memory on this, but you know, my memory's about 99%. To burn, incinerate 15,000 people a day, the federal government built an incinerator outside Denver. Now, Rocky Mountain News, I read it on air probably 20 times when it came out in 2002, I believe. So there you go. You want news admitting incinerators? There it is. And my info is, and they map it out in this bill, that they're going to have it at all these facilities. They just don't mention it. They say other uses, but they're going to have these in every town. Also, some idiot posted a thing saying, I'm lying about Highland Mall having a FEMA center in it. Hey, Bubba, just Google FEMA Center Highland Mall. There's video of it.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 29th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 880.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 906.07, 453.03 for a half ounce, and 226.52 for a quarter ounce. That's 906.07, 453.03, and 226.52.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
Now they need to sell you on accepting it that it's for your own good. I'm going to come back and get into the massive new flotilla of gun control, victim disarmament bills. Then we're going to get into the latest info on the open announcement of FEMA camps for you and your family. But before I do that, about a month ago, I started getting phone calls at the office about FEMA taking over two large stores, department stores that had shut down at Highland Mall. And they've pulled the names off the stores, so I can't even tell you. I don't go to the mall much. I don't go to that mall. It's in Northeast Austin, right on I-35. But when I went out there to check it, it was two major stores, and FEMA was out there. And you go knock on the door, they say, get back, get out of here. There's feds in there. There's locals in there. And I just mentioned it yesterday in passing that Highland Mall had this. And somebody in the, I believe it's the prisonplanet.com comment page on the FEMA camp article that Paul Watson wrote, said that I was making it up, and how dumb does Alex think we are that we wouldn't go to Highland Mall and check this? Well, you must be as blind as a bat or disinfo agent not to know this. Now, if you just Google FEMA Highland Mall, you'll see mentions in the Austin Chronicle and the Austin American Statesman. An emergency outpost is what they're calling it, because they have all these little metastasized things outside their camps and their threat integration centers. And you'll see local Austin activists that went out there and had the security guards threaten to throw them off. Now, what they do is they move in with these, oh, Hurricane Ike's going to hit, and then after they leave, they keep it open. They're taking over. See, these things all have dual and multiple use. So they say, oh, we built a camp for emergencies, and if the people riot, and you know, they'll show the newscast people begging to get into these, and then that will sell the public that's a good thing. Germany did that. But they admit it is for political dissonance. That's now in the legislation. Congress has been threatened with martial law. This is public. So go ahead and play the audio. We'll post this video, and I'll play it again next hour when we go live at prisonplanet.tv so folks can actually watch it. But here's one of the many videos at the one little FEMA center. My only point was is that they're setting these up everywhere. They say they're going to set them up everywhere. This isn't one of the big ones. This is a little node which practices and trains the locals to go under FEMA control. Here it is.
What are y'all doing here?
I just want to know.
I want to know what y'all are doing here.
Step outside, please.
Will you tell me what's going on?
I will be more than happy as soon as you step outside.
Sure.
Is there a reason you're doing that?
We just saw the FEMA cam, and I thought y'all were part of the. There's some sort of emergency, or what's going on?
The mall had already been shut down. Not the mall. This store had already been shut down. But
is there some reason why FEMA's here?
In case Ike hits.
Ike?
Dude, you're just a security guard.
I'm sorry. We're part of an organization that is just making sure everybody understands what's going on these days. Okay. I don't understand why y'all are
That's
here,
all
though.
Well and fine.
I still didn't explain why y'all are
I'm
here.
I'm not going to, okay? Just don't step
So what kind of problem. Operations are going on
right.
inside?
Have a good day.
Just tell me, what kind of operations are going on inside?
Okay, so all over the country they're putting these in. There'll be an ice storm, there'll be a hurricane coming, and then they never leave. And there's other videos I've seen. Guys, there should be more videos than that. There's one where it shows a Homeland Security bus, and it shows FEMA buses. And we can show folks that next hour. So, I mean, I told you FEMA moved in and put in a little command center with the local police. Yeah, here it is. Here's the video of the buses and FEMA RVs. I mean, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for you people. I mean, the denial is just off the charts. And I guess you're just blind as a bat if you claim you went out to Highland Mall and it isn't there, okay? And, of course, we've got people in these articles commenting going, hey, things are breaking down. We need the camps. We need a place to put all these people that are in tent cities sprouting up all over the country from Michigan to California, from Florida to New York. You know, people who don't have money to pay their bills are freezing to death in their houses. They need to go to a warm camp. You can go read them. As I always said, they would introduce it this way. But if you read the fine print, it is for insurrection. The Army War College admits it. NORTHCOM admits they're preparing to engage the American people. First they sent 4,000 troops, then 20,000 troops. Now they're saying 50,000 troops. It's on the nightly news. Getting you ready for this. And they've publicly signed deals with Canada and Mexico. It's in mainstream newspapers. Google Congress angry they were not consulted about troop sharing deal. You can read these articles where Congress said last year we weren't consulted on foreign troops being used against the American people. I saw deals they were signing 7 years ago on this that I put in films with mainstream news articles. It's all PSYOP, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, Highland Mall has had two major department store buildings taken over by FEMA in Austin. And yes, there's a FEMA camp at the old airport. Got it. I got video of it and local news admitting it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Don't let it be said that we didn't fight
sword
tyranny.
And pistol by my side.
Don't let it be said that many of us didn't see it coming.
Many a young maid lost her bottle.
Didn't do the best job we could to warn our fellow humans.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The bastards hung me.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
They will be remembered as tyrants. And those of us that fought them as lovers of liberty.
I was born upon the tide.
With the sea I did abide.
With the sea I did abide.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl a mainsail and a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I love Johnny Cash. I fly a starship.
I fly a starship
across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Or I may simply be a single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
Good guys will be back again and again to fight evil, our progeny. Just like our ancestors fought him, and evil will be back again and again. And it is the eternal contest. But evil is eternally playing the part of the loser. The pitiful losers. Satan is a cosmic con artist, as my grandfather would call him. A great loser. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I know we have a lot of calls, but I'm going to get into the gun control. The gun banning. Rather than give you the history of the operation or why they want to do it, you know the object, slavery. God, they want to have their way with us. They're just itching to attack us. They're just itching to go after us. Look at this. UK terror law to make photographing police illegal. There's a link to the British Journal of Photography. It says, photographing or videotaping police will result in 10-year prison sentence and or a fine. Because any true patriot knows one of our best weapons against police abuse and tyranny is the video camera. It's destroying their police state. They're not able to carry it out as they train their police to be attack dogs incrementally to go after the public. It's not working anymore. So they've been harassing and arresting and beating up photographers. There's all these countless videos in England and the U.S. of cops going to people with cameras, but then somebody else has got a camera. Like in my film Truth Rising, Luke Radowski and others bravely are out there, but Tom Foti, bravely, are out there, and these off-duty, well, the retired police and the police coming back them up say, your backpack's a bomb, we're going to say it's a bomb, we know it's not a bomb, we're going to say it's a bomb, leave and turn your cameras off. Then the uniformed police show up, grab the camera, and say, this is a gun. But thank God they had cameras down the street. So all that was caught on tape. This is a gun. Imagine the disrespect to himself those officers engaged in to sit there and try to frame somebody and feel good about it. That's tyranny. So go ahead. Go ahead and try to put people in prison to be videotaped. You know, it's not going to stop. It's all going to keep coming out. And just go ahead and squeeze, because in the end, you're going to be brought to justice, all of you. And hey, if you're a good police officer or you're a good police chief, you don't want to be part of this evil architecture, speak out. Say no. Say no. Because they need our compliance. They need our acquiescence. And I'm going to tell you something, police. They're going to take your pension funds. You're not going to get them. The new order is going to rape you, too. So remember, 10, 20 years down the road, when you're living in a hell unimaginable, that if you didn't stand up and help us stop this, we need you. We want to be your brothers and sisters. We want to love you and honor you. We want you to join the light. We want you in this one life you've got to do the right thing. To stand with the heroes of liberty and freedom, the sons of liberty, the daughters of liberty, the sons and daughters of the Republic. Don't choose the dark side. I know that there is still humanity and goodness in you. You know you've been conditioned. You know you've been twisted through peer pressure. You know you've been lied to. And you know we've told you the truth. So I ask you now, with an open hand, join the Republic in its darkest hour. Join the people. Join God. Join creativity and honor and goodness and decency. Join truth. Join everything that is honorable. Repent that you've been deceived. And to those of you that have not been deceived, who have willingly joined evil because of the raw exhilaration of the raw exercise of power, you will fail, and you have never tasted of the true spirit of goodness. And I feel sorry for you, but you are no less dangerous, despite the fact I feel sorry for you. Just like I feel sorry for a copperhead I find in my backyard or a coral snake. Its nature is to bite. Its nature is to kill. It's danger to me and my family. And so it has to be dealt with. But for those of you who aren't snakes, whose true nature is that of a good person, of a lion, be the lion you were born to be. Have the mental toughness to see through your conditioning and brainwashing. And come in and join the people and humanity on God's side for the big win. Don't say you weren't warned. Don't say God didn't put people in your life and didn't have you come across people in your path who didn't put signposts up ahead to let you know what you were doing. Don't say you weren't given a chance when you stand before the creator of the universe and the sum of your free will is judged. In your heart, you know it is true. In your heart, you know there is a God. In your heart, you know I'm telling the truth. If you haven't been turned completely over to darkness. If you haven't gone past the point of no return. And that is the greatest sadness. You are damned. Not even damned by God. You are separated from goodness. You have committed and been consumed by evil. You are of your father. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am now going to get into the massive grouping of gun control bills. I'm going to go over some of the past bills we've covered the last few weeks, get into the new stuff. Let it be here. Proclaimed publicly, it's on record again to millions listening, that the assault on the Second Amendment at the greatest level ever seen is now upon us. And the mainstream media is running silent, running deep. They know if they admit it's going on, there will be a giant groundswell that will defeat them. So they're going by stealth, by way of deception. Proposed law may allow Obama AG Holder to ban guns at will. H.R. 1022. Sponsored by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy, with 67 co-sponsors and growing, was introduced and has now been reintroduced to the new Congress. And you can go read the bill for yourself, where it says the Attorney General, who supports total gun ban, on record, he's argued before the Supreme Court, citizens have no right to own any firearms, is saying out of the gates in this bill, any semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, or handgun that he wishes by a decree will be banned. So they're passing, just like the banker bailout bill gave executive fiat power to the private Federal Reserve, not just to create money, but to do whatever they want, keep it, not even tell the Congress, the public, or any court. See, they're now vesting. They already did this through PD 51 and other executive orders and directives, but they have to get Congress in line with that, or it's a total fraud. Even if Congress, though, then passes a law with something that's unconstitutional or against the common law, it's a fraud. But the point here is they want to get it all lined up, at least on paper. And so everything is just about executive fiat. No courts, no judges, no juries. He just says it. Now, that article, written 3 weeks ago by Kurt Nemo, is up on Infowars.com. It's January 7th. Proposed law may allow Obama AG holder to ban guns at will. You can go read the bill for yourself. Now, here is the new one out of the New American Magazine. January 19th. It's been 10 days, and I missed this. We are not omnipresent. Far from it. Did I believe the Blair Holt, other gun control efforts on horizon article? No. Even though I trust this publication, I went and looked up the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the bill. H.R. 45, Blair Holt Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act. Here is the summary from the bill. Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act of 2009 amends the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act to prohibit a person from possessing a firearm unless that person has been issued a firearm license under the act or a state system certified under this act, federalizing it, and such license has not been initiated, invalidated, or revoked, prescribes license application, issuance, and renewal requirements, prohibits transfer or receiving a qualified firearms unless the recipient presents a valid firearms license. This is like Illinois. The license is verified and the dealer records a tracking authorization number, total registration, prescribes firearms transfer reporting and record keeping requirements, direct the attorney general to establish and maintain a federal record of safe of sale system. So it tracks and bans private sales and registers you. It's psychological testing. Wait, folks, this is the total. This thing alone is just devastator. Prohibits transferring of firearms as part one to any person other than a licensee unless the transfer is possessed through a licensed dealer in accordance with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System requirements. With exceptions, a licensed manufacturer or dealer from failing to comply with reporting and record-keeping requirements of this Act 3, failing to report the loss or theft of a firearm to the Attorney General within 72 hours, got to report to the feds whenever your gun gets stolen or lost, failing to report to the Attorney General an address change within 60 days, got to report where you're at, gun owner's got to check in, you're on probation. That's what a license does, turns it right into a privilege, you're on probation. Keeping a loaded firearm or unloaded firearm and ammunition from the firearm, knowingly or recklessly disregarding the risk to a child capable of gaining access. So this is like California where you have to lock the handgun, the rifles, any guns up and have it separated, and then they do SWAT team raids to check, and then when somebody comes in is axe murdering people, the famous case, they can't get the gun. If a child uses the firearm and causes death or serious bodily injury, prescribes criminal penalties for violations of Firearms Prevention Act by this act, directs the Attorney General to establish and maintain a firearms inquiry information clearinghouse, so a big tattletale squad group you report to, conducting continuing studies and investigations of firearm-related deaths and injuries, collect and maintain current production and sales figures for each licensed manufacturer, authorizes the Attorney General to certify state firearms licensing or record of sales systems, and then I'm digging through the bill here. Where's the part I found when I was reading it? It gets into the tests you're going to have to do federally to get a gun. Psychological records, any misdemeanor, it's all here. Where is it? This is out of the article on H.R. 2666, which has now been reintroduced as H.R. 45. The bill requires, this is out of the New American, you can go to the subsection. The bill requires a Blair Holt license involving a detailed application, including photo, thumbprint, written test, release of mental health records, See, they make you waive that. They're not allowed now to do that, but see, now they're making you bring the private records and put it in there for your entire life. Firearms owners would also be required to report all gun transfers, even those to other family members, to the Attorney General's database. It would also be illegal for a licensed gun owner to fail to record a gun lost or theft within 72 hours. And it goes on and on and on. This was introduced by Rahm Emanuel in the last legislative session. It's now been reintroduced under the new title, H.R. 45. This is the absolute end of the Second Amendment, this bill alone, and I've got 10 of them here in front of me. Now, remember, they built the biggest federal building in U.S. history over the last 5 years. It was completed a year and a half ago. The new BATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, now BATFE. And they have massively increased their bureaucracy, and Bush supported the assault weapons ban, and you cowardly, foolish, fake, Limbaugh-listening conservatives confronted me on the street and in emails and even in McBride's, one of their employees, while I was buying a shotgun, came over and said, Alex, I don't appreciate you saying Bush supported the assault weapons ban. And then the manager came over and said, no, it's true. It's true. He's right. And the guy was like, huh? Listen, coward, I'm right. You're wrong. Okay, they're coming for your guns. And a lot of you gun shops may think it's cute right now. Everybody's scared to death. You're not going to have a business soon. You're not going to have a future soon. I told you the instant check was registration. You lied and said, Alex, don't say that. It scares away customers. Then they only do private sales. There's even some gun dealer consortiums that are lobbying to ban private sales because they think they'll get more business. Listen, fools, the Second Amendment comes before you making some short-term money. Good thing I got restrained or I'd punch people like you in the nose. You're disgustingly stupid and short-sighted. You're jackasses is what you are. And while they built up this infrastructure to go after the Second Amendment for the last 8 years, you were sleepy time. You weren't listening. You weren't involved. I told you the ultimate assault was coming last year. You better support Gunners of America. And I told you the NRA is a gun control group. Was founded for gun control, and it lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act and every other major act before that. Then they, quote, compromise each time to get our neck further in the noose. They are coming for your guns. They want you to fight back. They want a physical war to start. They're bastards. And I'm telling you, we have no other choice but to not give them our guns. And they're going to incrementally pass these laws, and they're going to incrementally SWAT team and harass people, and they love hitting old people. Because, you know, a lot of old folks won't go get registered. They won't even know about the law. Then they'll SWAT team like they do in Illinois and other areas. They've done this over and over again at state level. Now they're doing it federally. Now that's only one of the bills. There's more. There's more. And again, Holder trying to get a new law passed where he can ban any guns he wants by the stroke of a pen himself. They are criminal, degenerate terrorists. Holder was clearly involved in Oklahoma City. These are terrorists that want our guns. Not an important point, but the guys just informed me that the audio that goes out versus my voice is a 200 millisecond delay, so that I shouldn't sing along with music, because when I'm hearing it, it's actually delayed, so it doesn't sound right. I never said it sounded right. I'm not a singer.
To see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain.
The only thing.
The only thing.
The delay's that big, I have to say it way before.
The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it.
Try to kill it. All away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything. What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend.
Everyone.
Everyone I know goes away in the end.
I just wanted their time to lay off. You know, I got all this serious news here. But I like to screw around a bit because I can't psychologically take how hardcore serious all this is without having a little fun. We need to hurt. We need to know how evil and bad we are and how out of control society is and turn it around. Oh, man. They really tripled the size of the gun confiscators. They really are going to use the military against us. They really are building FEMA camps. And there's no more time to screw around public. There's no more time to sit there and deny what I'm saying. If you did any research, you'd know I'm telling you the truth. And they really are coming for our guns. And we need people hysterically calling all their friends, family, neighbors. We need everybody calling Congress. We need everybody calling the White House and not saying, please don't pass these bills. Tell them, look, you murdering pieces of trash, you criminals, you Madoff scammers, all you offshore crooks. Don't start World War III with the American people. You are not going to get our guns, you pieces of trash. Let these pieces of trash know that you are not going quietly into the night. You are not going into their FEMA camps. You are not going along with it. They have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and the courts, and they say they're going after your Second Amendment in action. While the liar frontman, Barack Obama, sits up there saying, I'm not coming after your guns. I'm only going to have some reasonable gun control. And reasonable is in the bills he's tried to pass and what he said in the past, and his new attorney general and the Illinois crime boss, Mossad officer, Rahm Emanuel, is confiscating your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're going to shift the whole anti-terror apparatus, the whole phony drug war apparatus of paramilitary police against the Second Amendment. These guys like to kill people. They're going to enjoy sitting out front of your house and gunning you down. They think it's tough. They think it's fun. We're going to go live at 20 after at PrisonPlanet.tv for 40 minutes with Kurt Nemo in studio. We're going to get Kurt back in studio again tomorrow. We got Jordan Maxwell coming up. And I haven't even gotten into the FEMA camp news. I haven't even gotten into it. And I haven't even plugged any sponsors that make this show possible. I better do that. I'll tell you right now, the biggest thing sponsoring us is the sale of videos, and we got a great film. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, just came in. The third installment of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, this just came out. This is just now available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Infowar is the key. We're trying that so that we can stop a physical war, and if it goes to a physical war, the info war will assure we win, because we'll have enough people awake to defeat the global crime syndicate and their Hitlerian Stalin-esque operation against the Republic. Mobilize, activate, engage the enemy in the info war now!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your medical records, your psychological records will be turned over to the federal government. They will conduct tests on you. It turns a right into a privilege. Licensing and full federal registration introduced, racing to the House of Representatives right now. Rahm Emanuel co-sponsored before he resigned to become the true president, as the New York Times said. He is the man basically running everything. Another bill to let Holder, who argued for the Supreme Court for total gun confiscation and bans, is now soon to be the AG. It's just incredible. And he will have the power in another bill to ban any guns he wants by the stroke of a pen. And they say in the bill they're going to move to ban. We mean turning these in. Any semi-automatics. It's in introduced legislation honchoed by the White House. Honchoed by the White House. Right now. It's happening right now. It's going on right now. Not next week, not next year, not I heard there's a plan. It's here. And what does that dovetail with? It dovetails with a report. Watson told me he'd be out earlier today, but I guess he's busy adding things to it. Part two to new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. And why is this so important? Why is this of the utmost importance? Because this shows us that we were right in predicting how they would roll these out. Oh, the economy's collapsing. We just magically just built these camps. And it's for when society breaks down and the army will merge with local police and local constabulary, and there'll be pastors and other non-governmental faith-based organizations and non-for-profits working in the camps. And we've built all these FEMA camps. We want 6 major regional centers and then another sub-center in every 10 FEMA regions and all the 10 FEMA regions. And also we're going to have camps on national parks, and it's for the American people to live in, and we're going to take care of you. But of course you won't be armed there, and you won't be able to leave. And of course there's curfews in many cities now, daytime for adults as well as children, but it's all for your safety, and we just love you, and just give us your guns, and oh, let the bankers have unlimited power, and we need a banker bailout too, where they can remove any U.S. power and give it to a private international bank, and we love you. And then, again, I see these articles every day, but I didn't even get into this properly yesterday. The Wall Street Journal Market Watch comes out and says, North American Union currency uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. The New World Order is upon us, full of hope, promise, and a fair amount of fear. Oh, the New World, and it goes on to say that we know we said this wasn't real, but it is. And then it goes on to say that the answer is for us to merge with Mexico and Canada, that will fix the economic crises. And out of this crisis, it will fix everything. See, oh, the dollar's dying. We have to merge with Canada and Mexico with a new currency. That will fix things. And oh, you have to have troops on the streets. That will fix things. And oh, you have to give up all your rights. That will fix things. And just do whatever we say, and we'll fix things that we engineered, the globalists say. And then there's comments on the Wall Street Journal saying, Gethard is a disciple of Kissinger's New World Order. Henry the K has been hawking over the New World Order over YouTube as of late. CNBC, Charlie Rose, talking about New World Order. And I love the fact that the comments, hundreds and hundreds of them, are seeing right through it, going, my God, they denied all of this. And now they're pushing world government and an American union like the EU. Next is the North American Union. There will be no border fence. Instead, there will be a limited access highway being built from Canada to Mexico right now. Check into the Trans-Texas Corridor. This is going to be owned by Centra. And by the way, I just talked yesterday to one of my employees whose wife works in transportation, and they were in the meeting, closed-door meeting, openly saying, we've just changed the name of the Trans-Texas Corridor to this, but don't let the public know. Deceptive little creatures. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you talk to Vicente Fox, he would always admit it. Yes, we are setting up a new world order. Yes, we're setting up an American Union. What's wrong with that? And then we say, we don't want it. They go, doesn't exist.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have been hijacked by Wall Street. International Crime Syndicate has taken over the United States illegitimately through fraud. They put in electronic crime machines, voting machines to steal most elections. They know the public's getting wise to it. They have to maintain control of the government and the public to be able to carry out their current crimes, cover up their past crimes, and carry out future crimes. That's how tyranny works. It either takes over and explodes and never stops, or it's defeated. No amount of baloney, no amount of brainwashing will change that. No amount of government disinformation will change that. We are in classical tyranny all around us. Jordan Maxwell's coming up. I know we have loaded phones. We're going to get to some calls and some economic news as well, and more on legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. You learned so much from this bill. But before we do that, I want to just say that the show, again, is possible because of our great sponsors like SurvivalSeedBank.com. Their number is 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, for pilgrims, for example, when seeds have the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds, the UN storing seeds, globalists on every stripe are storing seeds all over the world for control of power while restricting their sale, buying up companies no longer selling the heirloom seeds that are non-hybrid or GMO. Solutions from Science is trying to get out seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time, survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, to get your hands on these heirloom seeds, thousands of them. Great prices. Also, another sponsor that makes this transmission possible, speaking of food, is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. And they have the great three-day responder for, what, $21? 3 days of food for one person. It's a great sampler to see how much quality is in the food. It's a great little tester for you to get. I suggest you buy a year supply, 2 year supply from them. But regardless, get a boogie pack, good for a month for one person, very inexpensive. Or get the 3 day boogie pack, the 3 day responder. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. I mean, people are insane if they don't get guns, gold, silver, seeds, a piece of real property to run to. And then you just hope the cops don't come to gun confiscate. I mean, it's going to break down into this. They're going to give us no quarter. They are phony warriors. They want to feed on the public. They've been trained to hate us, and they've been brainwashed to follow any order they're given, to taser children. And I'm not saying all the police, but the commanders, I mean, they're confiscating guns. Blagojevich ordered the National Guard to confiscate guns all over Illinois. They have a speech about it. It happened in New Orleans. They're giving us no quarter, ladies and gentlemen. They follow orders. They've been asking Marines and Army for decades would they fire on Americans. All those that said yes got promoted. Those that said no, 70-plus percent got sent overseas and got a special vaccine injection. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Oh, you know, people say, oh, Alex, don't be so negative. Hey, I'm sorry. Reality is reality. And only by realizing just how horrible and out of control and crisis level it is, we've been slowly conditioned to accept all this. Slowly conditioned to go along with the New World Order. Slowly conditioned to accept all this tyranny. The time has come, the time is now, my friends, to really understand consciously, that have hit you in the brain and subconsciously and in your gut and your spirit, to understand this is the real deal. They are going for broke. Now, if we scream bloody murder, go nuts, go crazy, warn everybody, folks aren't going to laugh now. They're going, yeah, you're right. The public is ready to awaken because we're finally here. Thank God patriots warned for decades. Thank God they warned and saw the bills and the documents and the creeping fascism and the corruption and everything. Thank God we've exposed and discredited these people. But they don't care. They're still going. They're still moving on us. But the public is ready to hear. The public is ready to understand. They're going to put us into a controlled economic implosion by design. They're going to pose as the saviors. They're going to have controlled riots. They're going to try to sell us on all of this, and we've got to be there every step of the way, pointing out police have been caught all over the world, including Greece, England, the United States, Canada, Denver last year, staging attacks on other police as a pretext to attack peaceful crowds. They are going to do this. The microwave guns, the sound cannons, the FEMA camps. They are going to police, please be with the people. But see, the feds know governors are going to flip against the feds. Governors are going to say, we're not going along with the feds. That's why under PDD 51, they say they'll remove governors, put in troops. They are ready. NORTHCOM is ready. It is not even a treasonous organization. Now, here's a news story just out 2 days ago, World Net Daily. Congress plan would let AG ban guns at will. Second Amendment critics are ready to run wild. We reported that back on January 7th, and I believe that says the 26th. Oh, that's the 16th, so they reported on the 16th. I'm looking at it across the room on the TV. So there you have it. People didn't believe it when Kurt wrote an article, posted it first. I guess they believe it, though, when WorldNet Daily reports it. Good. Just believe it. Go read the bill. It's happening. All right, Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio coming up, and we'll be taking your phone calls for all those that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231. But for the next 5 minutes, gold has now been up above 900 for the last 3 days. It's gone up, $5 today? It was $810 an ounce 2 weeks ago. Ted Anderson is about to run out of gold at the 830 level. He bought gold at 830. He can pass on those savings to you. He's run out of most of his silver. Everybody else, I mean, literally 90-something percent of the gold shops and even big dealers are out, or they're huge premiums. Not with Ted Anderson. This is the best deal out there I have found, and he's got it in stock ready to ship to you. Ted Anderson joining us from Minnesota at the headquarters of Midas Resources and the GCN Network. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex.
Ted, what do you think of the Wall Street Journal coming out and saying, yeah, the world government's real. We know you people told you that was kooky, but actually it's real. They say this. It's a good thing. We need it. Only the Amero will save us. Again, we've been completely right.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is at least it's coming to mainstream right now. Hopefully we've woken up enough people to understand that it's not a good thing. And this is just more of the same or even more control, less liberty. And the United States citizens are going to get cooked on this one. I hope they understand that. I mean, if there's anything else that we've done doing this network and your efforts and all the videos that you put out in the news and everything you do every day on the radio, I hope to God that people are getting the message out that this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing to enter into a world market. We're going to end up paying world taxes. It's, you know, we're going to end up answering to some foreigner to tell us whether or not we can have a good economy or a bad economy. It is just us surrendering to an elite group, and it burns me up, man. Makes my blood boil. I know you got little kids. My kids are getting to the point where they're going to get married and have little kids, and I just don't want to leave that kind of future for the generations to come. It just absolutely makes my heart sink. When I see this, I mean, how could we let our nation go this direction?
Well, Ted, it is the worst possible nightmare. I mean, literally Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China. It is the worst attack configuration, the worst signature, the worst combination of tyranny. They're really doing it. And it's just the bravado, the chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. It's just light years worse than we can even, with all the knowledge and integrated information, it would take 20 volumes to put all of our studies, and we know how they operate and how sneaky they are. And why would federal agents want to be part of this? Why would cops want to be part of this? Well, because they're incrementally introduced to different phases. They are incrementally eased into this just like the public. They're more brainwashed and put through more training than the public is.
Well,
go ahead, Ted.
All I can say is that we got to go into hyperspeed overdrive to fight this thing. There's no question about it. We have to get out to every single individual possible to get them the information about how this thing comes into existence, what's happening monetarily, and also, you know, politically in the United States right now. Everybody wants answers. They think they're getting it. My gosh, they're almost 80% polled thought that it would be a good idea to have this next bailout. I mean, why? Just because Barack Obama's saying it now rather than George Bush makes it a good idea? I mean, we're supposed to have change here. We're getting the same thing. It's getting fed
to
us by another speaker.
Look, it's psychological warfare. People know the first bailout was for the bankers, so they want theirs. They don't know it's federal control, strings attached, that it's tax money. And, 99% in every major poll, 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the last banker takeover. This one, because Obama's for it, 75-80% depending on the poll, and now he says bailout two, that's it. They've already given dictatorial power to the Fed. Now it's going to be rolled in, Wall Street Journal, into a new global government bank that will run the United States. The end, the total end, not incremental, the total end by high treason. Tim, we've only got a minute and a half left. Give them today's gold offer.
Well, I'm still offering the stuff from 8:30. I've got that around still. The francs I have at 214. The British sovereigns are at 263. I'll give you an idea. Right now, shopping for the francs, I have to charge 227 for that coin, and the British sovereigns at 277. Now, I got to tell you a little secret. Gold took a little dip here recently, about $17 less than it is today, because it's up that much right now, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff at that level, and that's going to allow me to offer another special, but not this good, because this stuff was down at 830 and I was able to buy it about 870 on this last dip. Now we've got gold coming back up again. For guess why? Because the Federal Reserve System right now is talking about contemplating actually buying U.S. government treasuries to lower the interest rates to make it easier to get into a mortgage at lower interest. Well,
but they always lie. They'll say they'll do that and just give themselves credit, not the people. 800-686-2237. How long can you hold this deal?
I'm going to hold this till tonight, and it depends upon how many people buy it. I mean, I got to tell you, the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. because gold's over 900, silver's up too.
So you're going to run out. People need to call now. 800-686-2237. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Transmission continues.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You hear him coming for your guns? Knocking on your door? We're here for your possession of illegal firearms. All the semi-autos will be banned. Everyone else will be registered. Anybody with any psychological thing in their life, you have a car wreck, they say, oh, I'm giving you a prescription at the hospital for Prozac. You've got post-traumatic. You don't really. No more Second Amendment. This will dwarf the 68 Gun Control Act, everything. This is Chicago, big city crime machine. They like their slaves disarmed so they can then have their mafia police feed on the slaves. Like every day, I watch. Call them all suckers. Kurt Nemo is in studio with us visiting for the week. Yeah, you're not going to find me being a sucker going for the scam. What about you?
No way.
We know 9/11's an inside job. Kurt, we're going to go to you, my friend, in a moment. I wanted to finish up with Ted Anderson, who just went live at prisonplanet.tv. Ted Anderson, bottom line, you are selling gold at the price of the market at, what, $75, $80 less than what it should be priced at per ounce. And that's just the bottom line, because you buy it when it's low and you sell it when it's low and when it's high. So folks can move on this now and get an incredible deal, 800-686-2237. Did you ever think you'd see the Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, saying world government's good, we need a world government, and we need to have a North American union, only it will save us? You know, 2 years ago it was in the secret SPP documents they were going to say use a crisis to get it. Now here are the bastards doing it, Ted.
They're just doing it right out. I mean, that's just the thing. It is surprising to see it as blatant as it is in one sense. But then in the other sense, if you just looked underneath, if you could have half the sense to read between the lines of what was being published out there, you could see it there too. They're just gotten to the point now where people are so dumbed down that they look at this and they say, hail to Obama, let's do this. I mean,
well,
come
on. The whole New World Order agenda stalled. Everybody hates Bush. The hatred of Bush translates into Obama, who's their man. And so suddenly, okay, we didn't like it when Bush was doing it, but we love it when you're doing it. And the whole agenda, and as we said in these first 6 months, is the key, is just surging. Gun control, open borders, more wars, increase in troops in the Middle East and Central Asia, just total tyranny, openly announcing world government, saying it'll save you. And Obama's new banker bailout is to set up this new world government bank that will tax us. Folks, give Ted's brokers a call. Protect yourselves today. They're going to steal your 401ks, your bank accounts. They're doing it through inflation. Protect yourselves. 800-686-2237. Ted, good talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Kurt Nemo in studio here in Austin, Texas with us, visiting from where he works and runs Infowars.com for us. A lot of folks, we have our contractors here, but Kurt is actually an employee of Infowars.com, and I saw the great work he was doing for years and got him on the team now about a year and a half ago. And it's good to have Kurt Nemo here with us, a great guy that redesigned Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt, this is a short segment. We're coming back in a long one. But that first question, we always talked about the jump point when they finally went with the camps and the gun control and the open borders and the world banking. And we had all their documents. We knew what it would be. Now it's emerged. What is the public going to do? Are they going to just be hypnotized by Obama and walk right into the New World Order?
Well, I think most of the public's oblivious. They don't have any clue what's going on. They don't pay attention to any of this stuff.
Or they remember the old propaganda that it didn't exist, and so they're kind of like Robbie the Robot. You go, well, here's the Wall Street Journal and New York Times saying world government's good, and they're doing it. They go, cannot compute, cannot compute. Smoke starts coming out. It does not exist, but they say it does. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. They're plugged into CNN and Fox News, and they don't talk about any of this stuff there. So what do they know? Unless they listen to Alex Jones or read stuff on the web, they don't know anything about this stuff.
What about, I mean, is the FBI going to apologize for all those training manuals for police saying if you talk about a new world order or a world government, you're a terrorist?
No, absolutely not. The FBI doesn't apologize for anything.
So they'll just, we're going to have world government, but if you say you don't like it, I guess you're a terrorist.
But they won't, it won't be billed as world government. It'll be billed, I mean, it's like these camps are coming up with. They're billed as, you know, just in case there's another Katrina or a, you know, a natural disaster or a bio attack or whatever, it's for your own good.
But then when you read what the Army's saying, they're admitting it's for the American people.
Right.
But, of course, it does have a dual use for emergencies, but suddenly they're building them everywhere.
But it's built as for your safety. You know, it's built for, you know, if something happens, if there's a bio attack or a hurricane, you go to the camp. I mean, read the bill. It says in the bill, it says there'll be facilities, humanitarian facilities, you know.
And other facilities for other purposes.
Right.
And the local police will be there and the local pastors that we told everybody were secretly exactly. training with them. Yep. They'll be there. Oh, it's of the Lord.
Yeah, precisely. I mean,
and Pat Robertson's going, nothing can stop Obama. He is of the Lord. Socialism is good. So, and they're going, yes, oh, hey, of the Lord.
They're cranking it up. Like you said, the next 6 months, they're going to try to push all this stuff through. And once it's there.
Well, I mean, all the preparations, Kurt, and we're finally here. We're finally alive during the time of them defecating all over us. I mean, it's here.
It's one way to put
I'm
it.
Sorry to be gross, but the New World Order hind end just popped down above us. And, you know, and then they're going, here comes your freedom. Kurt, stay there.
Okay.
We're going to come back with a long segment. By the way, I like that hat you're wearing. Kurt Nemo, live and in the flesh, his second visit to the InfoWars Command Center. You know, I am freaked out by all the massive attacks on the Second Amendment, the FEMA camps and all being announced, the slaves, meaning they're getting ready to potentially use it if they can sell the slaves on it. Will the people not be slaves? Will they say no? Will they fight back against it in the InfoWar? Kurt, what do you think of the new digs here, the new office?
Wonderful. Excellent facility you got there.
You got a lot more going on. We're turning the heat up. You see us doing interviews, bringing folks in. We're beefing it up right now.
The heat's not up in here, though.
No. Do you like how I keep the studio?
Kind of a freezer in here.
Well, I like it cold. And, you know, I used to have to boil in the other office because the AC didn't really work well in that little studio. So now it's the opposite. Kind of like a haunted house in this office. It's hot in one room and cold in another. Kurt, there's a lot to talk about with you. We got Jordan Maxwell coming up, but of all the things going on, what's most important to you right now that's happening? I mean, I have a positive view, even though things are negative, because now that they're openly announcing world government, saying it's the only thing that'll save you, because they are actually announcing it in a lot of publications. Oh, it did exist, but it's for your own good. I don't know if the establishment realizes how many people we warned who then laughed at us who are now going, whoa, you were right. I don't. Or maybe they do. They're just so arrogant.
Yeah, the most important thing for me is the economy. The engineered implosion of the economy is what's really front and center for me. I mean, everything else is secondary to facilitate this destruction of the American economy, the global economy.
Yeah, that's going to be their organized, controlled crises. They use terror. They use wars. They use controlled implosions.
Right, right. And they're trying to sell this, you know, this camp situation as, you know, like they did with Rex 84, you know, illegal aliens and whatnot. But it's for the American people. It's not for an influx of Mexicans coming across the border.
Well, again, the Army admits that. They're over here in the Army War College saying we're preparing to engage the American people and put them in detention centers. And all of the urban warfare footage I taped, they're admitting it's for America. They're practicing putting Americans in camps.
But they're not billing it as a camps for detention, though. They're billing it as a humanitarian response to some kind of crisis, which will probably be the economy.
You know, I've never played this on TV. I've played the audio, but now that we're at TV, guys, go to YouTube and type in martial law. And you'll see a bunch of my videos, but you'll also see a bunch of local newscasts. Punch it up, and I'll show you which one it is. Scroll down. Keep scrolling down. I'm trying to find the one. Here it is. No, that's a town where they have martial law 24 hours a day. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll find it during the break. The point is, I have these newscasts where locally they admit they're preparing to engage the American people. And there's one I particularly want to play. But
again, you don't hear this on corporate news. You don't hear that this is for detention, per se.
Well, keep fleshing this out, Kurt Nemo. How do you see things unfolding? How do you, I mean, on the good side, how could this go? Or on the bad side, how do you see it going?
Well, I don't really see any difference from the Bush administration. This is a continual thing that's going to go on. This is the same global agenda. It's not going to change. The only difference is we got a new front guy, you know, and he's much more, you know, savvy, and he can read the teleprompters better, and he's just, it's the same agenda. Same agenda under Clinton, same agenda under Bush Sr. So it's just a continuation of the same agenda.
I agree. Continue.
And so I think that Obama is probably going to have to, you know, what really is really interesting is this, when you had Wayne Manson on and he was talking about Rahm Emanuel, who's apparently the real president, cracking his knuckles in Obama's ear. So you take a look at this guy and you see the real face of the global elite, because he's a front man. He's a former investor, Wall Street investor. And I think that Obama's, you know, his the sheen that he has, the urbane sheen of him will start to slip away when we see these other faces appearing. And that's what Rahm Emanuel is. He's the real voice back there.
Yeah, in front of the congressional delegation, getting cracking his knuckles, and Obama says, please stop that. It bothers me. And he gets up in front of everybody, in front of the congressional leadership, and goes right in his ears. Oh, yeah, I rule you. I'm in control.
He's a pit bull. He's a sociopath.
Well, this is a guy, again, in 96 when Clinton won at the victory dinner, in front of everybody, with a knife, going, our enemies. And he'd say their name for like 5 minutes and die, die, die. You can't make this stuff up, Kurt.
Well, look who his father was. His father was a terrorist in Israel. You know, an ear gun terrorist. So I guess the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the new chief of staff of the White House, father was one of the leaders in the Mossad and the ear gun terrorist. Explain what they did.
Ear gun terrorists were what was a supposedly a Israeli defense force prior to the establishment of the State of Israel. Basically what they did is they attacked the British, they attacked their Arab enemies. And they engaged in terrorism, classic terrorism, blowing up hotels, killing people. And that's basically where his father came from. His father made the comment about, you know, his, what was it, about the Arabs cleaning the floor in the White House. I forget what the exact quote was. But this is the mentality. This is the mentality his son has. We have enemies, you know, and so we stab the knife in the table. And it's just an attitude. That's the attitude that's behind Barack Obama. He's just the front man.
You know, this is driving me crazy. There's this particular video out of Georgia with the police playing the part of Americans and the armies there putting them in a camp. And I play the audio many times on there. I'm trying to find it on YouTube and can't. I'm trying to remember the exact headline. It doesn't matter. What I do want to play, though, is, guys, because I said I'd do it, pull up some of those local activist videos. And put them on screen where FEMA took over one part of the old shopping mall and said it was for hurricane that was coming, but at the same time, it's still there. And that's what they do. They move in for something like that, and then they admit there's going to be all these federal centers everywhere nexusing in with the police and then with the clergy response teams. And then we have the newscast there where they admit the clergy response teams are training for people to stand down under martial law. Remember those clips yesterday we never actually played, guys? One was the clergy response teams, martial law, and then the other was here in Austin. Okay, play the Highland Mall one, and then pull up the one you had yesterday that we didn't get to.
So the clergy will be there to placate people, correct? We've
got a FEMA RV thing right over here.
I don't think that's a safety. I think that's
a security guard. Yeah, but why is a FEMA RV parked in front of the mall?
In front of the mall? In front of the closed part of the mall.
That's real weird.
Dude, look, it says Department of Homeland Security.
It's the Department of Homeland Security parked in front of the mall?
In front of that closed part, though.
Okay, that's the first video. Go to the next video and show me the title of these so I can plug them. FEMA Homeland Security, Secret Ops in Highland Mall, Austin, Texas. Okay, now this is them talking to the police. I mean, it's right here, guys. You guys are typing it in. It's the video right to the right of it, right there. See? Right there to the right? That's the video right there. Yeah, there you go.
I just want to know. I want to know what y'all are doing here.
Step outside, please.
Will you tell me what's going on?
I will be more than happy as soon as you step outside.
Sure.
Is
there a reason you're doing that?
We just saw the FEMA camp, and I thought y'all were part of the mall. Some sort of emergency, or
what's
going on?
The mall had already been shut down. Or not the mall. The store had already been shut down. But
is there some reason why FEMA's here, though?
In case Ike hits.
We're part of an organization that is just making sure everybody understands what's going on.
See how secretive and angry they're asking? But the point is, I went over there and they told me to get away. I was inside them, all these wires and TV sets running in, and they had other events with kids in front of big screens being thumbprinted and face scanned to go in a database for their safety. But it's still there, and they're building them. But, I mean, here they are admitting they're building them for the American people, not just for emergencies.
So what was this, like a beta test for? I don't understand what they were doing.
They just use any excuse they can to come over and take over spaces. And they're putting little mini FEMA centers just all over the nation. They're building little FEMA camps for emergencies everywhere, and they have little stockades. You've seen my police state films.
Right.
Here's the local newscast piece. Pastors for martial law, continuity of government. Now the original video of this probably has, you know, a couple hundred thousand views. I've seen it. We're playing some new posting of it. I don't know how good the audio is on this piece. You always want to find one that has a higher hit view. That means it's older, so that it has a. But so what? Just go ahead and play it.
Become a reality in America. Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack
hit
on
pause.
U.S. territory.
It cut her off. You got to find the other older versions. It hasn't fully say martial law. See, that's the problem with a 50th generation video. Just type clergy response teams in, and then I'll control it from here. Because I just want to show people how to do this and go how to find this stuff. Clergy response teams, click it. Okay. Feds train clergy response teams to quell dissent. And that's this video mixed with my videos. Let me find the newscast here. I need to look at it for hit counts. This doesn't make any sense. And of course, this mouse doesn't work properly in here in my office. I need a new mouse or something. It's wireless into the other room. There I am on San Antonio TV talking about it. Clergy response teams. We'll go ahead and play this one. For folks that are out there listening, it was just the audio.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston. Did you hear that? Their biggest problem, us. That's what the Army says, engaging the American people. And they say it's of the Lord, Romans 13, we're prepared. Then you read the actual FEMA documents, forced inoculations, gun confiscation, it's all in there.
Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
I had him on.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself. Specifically,
now, what is the law? There's no Constitution, no Bill of Rights. You're going to a FEMA camp. We're taking your guns. And then the preachers are like, we help deal with it here in Katrina. So, I mean, you know, they did it. And remember, this didn't exist when we broke this a year and a half before this. We have the secret documents. 10 times worse than this.
Well, the newscast is misleading. She said that the Posse Comitatus Act was been repealed or no longer in effect. That's not true.
Well, they blew holes in it. You could drive a Death Star through.
But it has not officially been repealed. They just enacted through executive orders.
Fiat,
right. Through fiat.
That's freedom. It's freedom. You know, I had that big lawyer on yesterday, and he said, yes, arguing with police is a terrorist act now, punishable by 20 years in prison. That's in the Patriot Act. Just talking.
He's an attorney.
That's America. Tell and keep you safe. I mean, it's disgusting. Hey, cops, you think a corrupt system like this is going to let you have your pension funds? This is the world you want your children living in. I guess I do to fight Al-Qaeda. And then overnight, they swing the whole thing on, the whole apparatus against the people.
Romans 13.
Oh.
Because the government's established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
And according to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
Oh, 8 different camps, Kurt.
Once again, misleading. He said, depending on how long it lasts. Well, tyranny lasts forever. It doesn't get...
Well, that's what they're saying. Just let us do what we want now, and then things will be okay later. That isn't how it works.
It's not how it works. Historically, it's not how it works.
Well, Hitler used the clergy. Stalin did. So did Mao. There was approved churches. It was just ones that weren't approved they went after. And Romans 13 doesn't say that. I mean, I guess Hitler was good then. Stalin, Mao. We shouldn't have fought King George III.
Right. Well, you have to read that scripture in the context of the rest of the Bible. I mean, it's just they take it out, stick it out there, and say this is the government is of the Lord, and whatever the government does is kosher. It's not true.
All governments are of the Lord.
I mean, Christ. What did he do? He fought against the established order in Palestine. You know, so
what did all the other disciples do? Most of them got killed.
Right.
They were all crucified. They were in prison. I mean, because they did what they said. I mean, can you imagine the Apostle Paul running around with the clergy response teams going, do what the Romans say, worship whatever they, go to the FEMA camps or any of them.
Right. Well, I mean, once again, it just shows they can get away with this because people are ignorant. They do not know history. They do not even know the Bible, per se. They just buy this, and these local, and they look towards television to give them the news, and they believe whatever's told on television.
There's at least 26,000 of these preachers. They're under secret contract to brainwash you beforehand and then after. And I'm telling you, folks, if your preacher's going, Romans 13 of the Lord, firearms are not good, go to emergency centers when it's needed. We've got all these TV preachers saying it after this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they're reading a script. In fact, people have done videos of preacher after preacher saying the same thing. That crisis is coming. Do what the government says. You may have to go to emergency centers. I mean, how creepy is this, Kurt? This is like a nightmare science fiction novel about some dystopia takeover of America.
It's George Orwell in slow motion, leading up to total tyranny.
Kurt, why don't you just support Homeland Security and let the foreign bankers take over and turn your guns in, Kurt? I mean, come on. The government wants to help you. They're not run by Madoffs. They're run by good people that want to help you.
Right.
So the Lord, that's what the scripture teaches. Why don't you repent and worship government? Kneel down right now before Obama.
Messiah. Look, Obama.
It's of the Lord. Kurt, we're worried about your soul right now.
It's unbelievable that people buy this.
Kurt, you need to turn your children over to the government. In the FEMA training manuals, the preachers are there to go, ma'am, let them take your child now. Now, ma'am, the Lord says, the Lord. By the way, I am going to not be doing the radio show tomorrow. Bob Dacey will be here. We've got Max Kaiser and some other big guests on with him. And Kurt Nimmo, while he's here in town, still have a good discussion. Fourth hour, he'll be in studio on PrisonPlanet.tv with Bob Dacey. Remember, Jim Jones said, drink the Kool-Aid with the arsenic. He was the government in that little community. And he said, it's of the Lord. The Lord. I mean, I just can't get over them going, it's of the Lord to go to the FEMA camp, Kurt.
These people don't know what the Lord is. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. the depth of brainwashing at a societal level.
Kurt, I want to go to some phone calls from Neil, Maggie, Paul, Ronnie, Wilson, and others. But anything else you want to add before we go to those calls?
No, let's go to the calls.
Let's go to Neil in South Dakota. Neil, you need to worship all governments, including Ahmadinejad. It's of the Lord.
Hello?
Hello, Neil.
Hey, how are you? Say, I'm actually got a question about the gun control stuff you were talking about earlier.
Yes, sir. The victim disarmament, yes.
Yes, exactly. You had mentioned that they're not getting my semi-auto. I'm not going to go for fingerprinting, et cetera. And as I recall, I apologize, I'm a little bit nervous here. You mentioned that they're not going to get that stuff from you. But as I recall, you've got some young kids. So how do you reconcile the fact that you've got to take care of your kids and yet, make a shot or take them to a camp trying to resist?
Well, this isn't just Australia where they disarm the people so they can start stealing their land. They killed the real Crocodile Dundee. Like 10 years ago, he wouldn't turn his guns in. This is a hardcore tyranny. So if they get the guns, they're taking you to the camp anyways. And so I'm always somebody who's calling against violence. It's not a radical statement, though, to say that they're taking people to camps and forcibly taking them. That's tyranny. And it's the natural law. This is the illegitimate government run by foreign bankers. And all I'm saying, and we as a people need to say, no, you're criminal. No, if they do pass these illegal laws, we need to turn out, protest, call Congress. And can you imagine when they do it, everybody lining up, turning them in? The images of that on the news, there's going to be shootouts. They're going to make examples of people, kill people in their houses, and go, well, it's the law, SWAT team guys on the news going, good job, Red Leader. You did a great job. Just watch me shoot him 10 times. I know I'm such a man. I mean, that's where it's going. And if they succeed, the country's dead. The guns are the final insurance policy, and they're coming for them. But let's stop the legislation now. Kurt?
Well, what is there, 86 million guns in this country?
Oh, no, there's 150 million gun owners on average owning two guns. So there's more than 300 million guns, and that's what's known. That's what the government says there is.
So this whole plan will have to depend on people actually willingly turning in their guns.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The bills are all introduced toward to ban all semi-autos, to make you go get a federal register, federal license, making a right a privilege. A license is to do something that would be illegal. They're doing it. And it's happening. And psychological testing and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember during the debates for the vice presidents, Biden, the guy on the YouTube, who was a YouTube reporter for CNN, they got sister reporter, said, here's my AR-15. This is my baby. You're not going to take it, are you? And he said, yes, I'm going to take that gun. You're mentally ill for wanting to have that. See, it's mentally ill to them, but it's not, to see a slave with a gun, because that's not a slave. It's very upsetting. They were all like, oh, man, God, I can't wait to disarm that wild human. I can't wait to have him under my control. And he's just like, yes, you're mentally ill, and you wouldn't be able to own a gun.
Well, that's part of the process.
Wanting a gun is mentally ill. It's in the bill.
Right, right. And that's part of the process. Is
45, H.R. 45.
Is brainwashing people into thinking that owning a firearm is mental illness.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I can jump in real quick here and just make sure I stated my question properly. As someone, as a father who has young children, say, personalizing this in your case, how do you reconcile the fact that you got to take care of your kids and yet they're coming to take away your guns and stuff like that, and you want to protect your kids, and yet you can't really give up your guns?
Look, it's real simple. These bastards want our guns to make us slaves. I'm going to protect my family, and I'm not giving them my guns. Like they say, come and take it in Gonzales, Texas. I'm very sad all these things are happening, but in a way, we know the battle needs to be joined. This country's been rotting slowly for a long time. They're going to be making their move. What did General Chesty Puller say when they were surrounded in North Korea by like 15 times their number? I said, sir, we're completely surrounded. He said, well, that makes our situation a lot easier. It makes our logistics a lot better. Don't let any of them escape. But we do outnumber the New World Order millions to one. And again, a lot of police and military don't like what's happening. They need to draw the line in the sand mentally and ask yourselves, FEMA camps, foreign troops, gun confiscation, is this what you want to sign your soul, your one life onto? Do you stand with the Republic?
They need to get out of their lethargy and start investigating. They need to learn the truth. Unfortunately, a lot of people are intellectually lazy. They just go to CNN and Fox News and buy whatever they tell them. That's the major one of the major problems.
Speaking of buying, we're really trying to build up capital here to expand to do more during this maximum time. It's all about the information. It's all about funds to get better servers, make more videos, hire more staff, make the websites better, more writers. We just got these in, and I noticed there was a pile of them on the desk, and Kurt got one for himself. Kurt, tell us about the Tyranny Response Team hat.
Nice hat.
That is
high quality.
That's a handsome hat. It says Infowars.com on the back.
Right.
Look at that sucker. That is one handsome hat, Kurt.
Yeah, there's a banner ad on Infowars.com. Just click it, and you'll go to the ad.
You've had the ladies chasing you around wearing that.
I sure did.
Oh, man. I can't believe it's all real. I mean, you know, I knew intellectually it was all real, but to just see them in the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times going, world government's good, it's going to save you. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yes. I was looking at myself on the television, on the monitor over there.
You were like...
I was admiring myself.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And if you look at the stimulus bill and the way they've been selling it, so-called stimulus bill, you know, corporate media is really slick. They're really pushing it. It's going to help us. It's going to help us when it's actually just going to increase the national debt astronomically and facilitate the banker collapse even more and far sooner. So,
well, the last caller made a great point that I haven't even mentioned about the victim disarmament. Chicago, New York, places where they have total gun bans, have 2, 3, 4, 5 times the national average, depending on which year it is. It changes. But it's always, I mean, it's a hellhole. And the cops openly are shaking everybody down. It's admittedly mafia. I mean, why would mafia-run cities want your guns?
Well, obviously so that you can't resist them. But I'll tell you what, I lived in Chicago. A lot of people have guns in the inner city. They're illegal, but they have guns.
And that's why they want the National Guard to do door-to-door gun checks.
Total constitutional violation. Totally. On numerous levels.
Well, they just can't wait. They want to target the good people of America. And they've already doing it. They're pulling over old ranchers that got a handgun, you know, in the glove compartment. Jail right here in Texas. They'll say, well, I as an officer choose to say I don't like that. And they get the old guy, kick his cowboy hat off, get the old man. I mean, it's been on the news, and take him to jail. And the judge goes, you're going to jail, boy. Oh, yeah, I love America. I mean, they're criminals, man. They love their security, their guns, all. Notice how the government also is building up armaments against us while going after our guns. But the good news is, Kurt, 44% increase, broken all-time record.
Right. And that's classic. I mean, you look at Germany before Hitler's dictatorship or during his ascent after the Enabling Act. That's precisely what they did. They registered the guns. They made you register your gun. They made you go to a hunting club and put your guns in their facility. And then they just confiscated them. And that's precisely what's unrolling now here in the United States.
Yep, and then they started but then everything was okay.
Of course everything was okay.
The government was nice after that.
No. As so long as you didn't oppose the government.
When a government wants your guns, folks, they're planning bad stuff.
That's right.
It's real simple. I mean, I got a family. I'm on the radio. You think I want to be on air saying lock and load? I mean, you know, this is it. This is the Republic. Every day I've got to make the decision to commit fully to this.
There's so many people, and you've pointed this out constantly, that out there who believe that guns are evil. You know, this
they are evil in the hands of evil government.
Right, but I'm saying the mere presence of this piece of hardware is evil.
Yep. He's the writer at Infowars.com. We'll be back in tomorrow live in studio. He is Kurt Nemo. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Engage.
Now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 51 and a half minutes, we are joined by the legendary Jordan Maxwell, esoteric researcher, master at decoding a new world order. I'm going to get Jordan on in these interesting times. Total semi-automatic gun ban bills introduced, racing through Congress, total registration, psychological testing to own guns. The Attorney General will be able to ban any guns he wishes by a simple stroke of the pen. So executive tyrannical power being transferred, global bankers engineering the collapse by design, hundreds of mainstream publications announcing the world government is upon us, and it's a good thing. Like the Wall Street Journal Market Watch yesterday with the headline, North American Union Currency, Uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico, Money Could Result from Crisis. And they say, yes, it's true, but it will save you and save the economy. So this is classic problem, reaction, solution. Create the economic crisis, then say total tyranny is the solution and paying our taxes, carbon taxes on all human activity to the new super private central bank they're openly setting up in Bretton Woods, too. So joining us, ladies and gentlemen, is Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, good to have you here with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you again, Alex. I don't know what we could add to what you just said. I mean, that pretty well says it all. I mean, my God, it's just incredible watching what's going on right in front of our eyes, right in front of our faces, and and nothing seems to bother the American public. They just keep watching, and it just keeps getting darker and darker down the tunnel. And I'm just amazed. I don't have any words for it. But there is something else bigger, even bigger than all of that going on. This thing that's happening to America is very, very ancient, very old. And I've been looking at this thing for a long time, and it's really, really scary. Because the implications are, it's not just going to destroy the individuality of the people of America and enslave the Americans. This is a worldwide phenomenon. And it's been going on for a long time, and I've been doing a lot of work on that over the years. And I just, you know, I'm just amazed. I don't know where to start.
Well, Jordan, that was my first question for you, is that, what, 40, 45? How long have you been fighting the globalists?
I started in 59, so that's right around 48 years now. I've been looking and talking about this subject.
So getting close to 50 years here. Dealing with this, everything you said, everything you laid out, how they would do it, the steps they would go in, you were right, others were right, you know, covering different slices of the agenda, G. Edward Griffin, Gary Allen, people like that, and now you've been proven right, vindicated in spades. Now tell us what it's like to see it all admitted, and what that means that the globalists are now emerging. We always said that was key. The uncloaking was when they would put the capstone on. And then, so what does it mean that they're now announcing it all after denying it, and then where are we going?
Oh, I'll tell you. Alex, like you said, I've been working on this for many, many years. Back in 1967, I stumbled upon a piece of the puzzle that at the time I knew was going to be very important. I just didn't know why or how. And since 1967, I've been looking at that one piece along with everything else, but especially has that piece of the puzzle that I discovered in 67 been paramount in my thinking and in my research. And only until the coming of the new president did that, 40-some-odd years of research in 67 finally come into full view. It's a story that you would not believe, and I'm just amazed that all the things that I've been researching on that one subject is now in your face everywhere. I was talking about it many years ago, and the reason I'm not getting into that one symbol and one subject is because it's so big. It's such a huge subject. But the same symbolism, the words and terms that were used by the Egyptians, used in the ancient Middle East, used in ancient Greece and in Rome, and then finally into Europe and Britannia, and finally into America. You can trace these words, terms, and symbols all the way back into ancient history, and the implication is that we are facing something which is so awesome and so old and so well established that this is why we are not able to do anything, because people, generally speaking, do not know the perimeters of how old and vast and monumental this apparatus is. And unless until you understand how far back this thing goes and what these symbols mean. I've got over 40 years looking at this one symbol that is just driving me crazy, because Obama's government is filled with this kind of occult symbolism.
The rising sun? The rising sun?
You got it. That's exactly right.
Now let's stop there. We saw Obama coming, but I didn't realize that in America, even the Washington Post admits that he's using Hitlerian and Maoist and Stalinist colorations, posters, slogans, and now they create the crisis with Bush, get everybody scared, and then make all the hate of Bush about loving Obama, transferring all that energy into their agenda. And now it's all just going at light speed, and they're calling him president of the world, Messiah. Is he a prototype of their world leader, or could Obama be their messianic leader?
Well, I'll tell you, everything you just said is absolutely correctly understood. You're exactly right that the words and terms, and this, you said it so much better than I could, that the terms, the symbols, the words, the catchphrases are taken directly out of the Soviet school of philosophy, taken directly out of the communist philosophy, taken directly out of Adolf Hitler's philosophies and words and terms that were used by the Nazis. And once you see this, it's just overwhelming to me. It's just
it's staggering.
Staggering.
I feel
how in your face it is. It's right there in your face. But the people have never spent time looking at this kind of an arcane subject of how world leaders use occult terms and symbols to manipulate the human masses. And so, again, I don't see it as a problem for America. Now, I see it as a problem for the human race. The entire human species on Earth is now in serious trouble because the entire Earth is now covered with these symbols, words, and terms. And today, around the world, nobody seems to recognize it. Nobody seems to know. Why? Because no one studied the subject. It's just appalling to me. And,
now, you know, let me just ask you. The global architects, the Babylon Mystery Schools, they believe in a coming world Messiah. And in the prototypes that they've had from India and the Middle East, it is generally a brown-skinned man. And I couldn't believe it when I saw Obama coming that he could be the one. And I'm not even getting into a Christian issue here because the elites have their own Messiah complex, as you know well, Jordan, but for the audience, is he a prototype to their coming world Messiah, or do you think the elite are actually trying currently to make him be the one?
Well, I'm not sure, but you know, on the one hand, I have to say about Obama and his family, I like his presence. His presence is very likable. His family is very charming, and the girls are absolutely charming. And I don't have anything against Obama and his family, but I'm just saying that if you know the symbols, if you've studied them over the years, the words, the terms, the catchphrases, the little small emblems that are words and the terms that are used, and begin to study how these symbols are used, what the words mean. Once you have got that down, then you begin looking at American politics and American presidential politics. It's alarming. It's just staggering. These are the same terms that Adolf Hitler used, but especially now the Soviet terms and symbols that were. I was talking many years ago, giving lectures back in '67 on Soviet philosophy, symbolism, what it meant, and today it is everywhere in your face. In the newspapers, magazines, television, they are using the same terms that I grew up with since 1967, looking at those terms.
What about the charms? What about the charms? He carries different days, little Norse gods, little monkey gods from the Hindus. He always has these charms with him. What's that about?
Well, I know that's just on the face of it, that's frightening and scary because I already know that, like I said, not just America, but the entire Earth is in trouble. The whole world is in trouble. And probably one of the most fantastic things is for me to see around the world people jumping in jubilation for the coming of Obama, and people are dancing in the streets around the world, never even suspecting what the whole entire agenda really is.
And notice he came right as the crisis was peaking. They engineered it perfectly. As he comes in, he's now got the agenda. He'll save you.
You got it. And it's just amazing to me how much people don't know. They've just, no one has taken the time to look at these symbols and words.
Well, let me ask you this, and we're going to come back from break and go through it. The monkey charm in the Hindu religion, what does that symbolize?
Well, it goes all, like I said, it's just a huge subject on ancient religions. We can talk about that later then.
Okay, well, let's come back and continue with the world agenda. Why are they openly announcing world government, world taxation, world regulation, and saying we've got to get behind Obama? And then Henry Kissinger saying Obama will bring in the new world order on CNBC. Obama will bring in the new age. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Maxwell is our guest. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother and the national ID.
Don't want no shackles on me.
My good buddy Jimmy Vaughn. Can Google no shackles on me. Jimmy Vaughn. See him play it live. A lot of different versions of it out there. Jordan, before we go any further, fire out your website for folks. We're going to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv right now as well. We're live on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just on the radio. There's several sites out there, but what's your main site?
JordanMaxwell.com. Try and keep it simple. Just JordanMaxwell.com.
And I hope we don't crash your servers today like last time.
Well, I know. But, you know, last time we were talking about a possible project that the two of us might do. I would like to do an hour and a half minimum of a 90-minute presentation, put it on film, and do it right, because I've never been able to do any of my work, with the good technological stuff that's available today. I don't have, but I would like to do something on this one symbol that I was telling you about. Because I am totally convinced that if the people were to see what I'm talking about, it's very difficult to impress anyone just talking about something. You'd have to see it. But if I could do something with this subject that I've been working on since 67, like I said, for 40 years I've been looking at one symbol and one subject that has captured my imagination. And today, it's everywhere. It's in newspapers, as I said. Everywhere you look is the symbol that I have been working with and looking at for a long time. And the implications are just staggering. Hollywood has been pouring. Today, Hollywood is pouring out the symbol everywhere, in movies and television and songs, especially in music. So, I've just got some very, very impressive and important stuff that I really would like to be able to do something.
Sure, we'll do it. We're going to do it soon. I'm finishing this Obama film, and I'm just been waiting for you, Jordan, since we're talking about it here on air, to tell me the best way to quickly come out to California for say a week, shoot it in a proper setting, and then get direction from you how you want it laid out, and we can get it done very quickly. But also,
What I'd like to do is I'd like to have you see, I'd like to do a PowerPoint presentation, which I have it pretty much already done here on my computer, and I have terabytes of material, just enormous amounts of material on these subjects, but I'd like to run this whole story by you and have you, see the progression of where I start and where I end with this symbol. So that for the first time, you will see the importance of what I'm actually talking about. Because I believe, it's just my belief, that if you were to see what I have amassed over these 40 years, it will be staggering to anyone seeing it.
Well, let me make a wild guess at it, Jordan. The elite are preparing the earth for the arrival of an entity. That's what they believe.
That's right. Exactly. And as far back as the ancient world, they were using a particular symbol. The ancient kings were, and the ancient princes were using this symbol everywhere. And as I said, the Greeks used it. It was used in Egypt. It was used in Babylonia. and especially was it used in the Roman Empire. And then, of course, coming into Britannia and into Europe, it was everywhere among the royals of Europe. And now in America, it is everywhere. And unless you go back to the beginning and see what this thing really meant and trace it through history and begin to see how ancient this apparatus really is, it's not going to really hit you until you see it. And when you finally see it for the first time, it will be shocking to the world to know this stuff goes back, thousands of years.
Jordan Maxwell, why is Kissinger and others hailing Obama as the one that will unify the world and bring in the New World Order? Or is that wishful thinking? I mean, why would they be saying that now about a leader?
I think that they already, because of the symbols that he's using, because of the symbols, words, and terms that he's using, it implies for me that this is a very long, well-laid-out plan that I was seeing already, and back in 67, they were laying out the words, the terms, the strategy, and how it was going to come about, the words that would be used, the symbols that would be used. And now to see this happening today with Obama tells me that this is the combination, this is the final blow on the earth of something that I've been aware of for 40 years and the world has been talking about for thousands of years. It's a very powerful story once you finally see it.
Long segment coming up. What is this force, this dark force that whether people believe in it or not, the elite believe in it, and everything they do is designed to bring this in? Stay with us. JordanMaxwell.com is his website. Our sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low. And now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com.
That's mrdefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Quickly, but also with the quality that you want. So I'd be honored to work on a film and present your findings to people. And I'm honored that you've said that you'd like to work with me. Separately, in the 27 minutes of airtime we have left here today, I want to explain to people, whether they believe in the supernatural or not, the elite do. And that's a fact. And there's different mystery religions, but they all basically have the same tenets as you go up the pyramidal power structure. But you're saying in your research the highest level cult is this sunrise cult or the morning star cult. Clearly, you know, Oprah Winfrey's, you know, her symbol, governmental symbols, Obama. We are seeing it more and more. They believe they manifest the power by that. And when you study the beliefs of this cult, let us in on a little bit of your own research on that and why this is such a dangerous time and so horrifying for humanity. In your research?
Well, it's hard to put into words. As I said, it's not something that I could just come out and shoot for a couple of days and it's done. No, this subject is too big. I've got quite literally hundreds and hundreds of documents, pictures, photographs, explaining this story.
Because I understand.
It is not easy to talk about. It's not easy to tell because it's too simple to just mention, a particular cult and a particular symbol. Nobody gets the effect of it. It's when you sit down and you begin to see how Hollywood has used this, how the motion picture industry, how the news organizations, the symbols that are used in government, the symbols which are used in federal and state seals, and going back into the British Empire and tracing it back, then you begin to see how all-encompassing and overwhelming this particular subject is and this particular symbol is.
And Arthur C. Clarke.
Yes. Then you begin to see, for the first time, how massive this web of conspiracy really is. It's massive. And I'm just appalled that
you're saying, how do you express a huge research that is the continuity of human history and this great mystery?
That's exactly right. And I'm at a loss to do that because I don't have the funding to do something like that. I've got all kinds of professional people on the West Coast in Hollywood who know me and who know that my work has served as the mainspring for many television shows and movies and books and all kinds of people are using, you know, my stuff over the years because I share it freely with everyone in Hollywood, and I've been here for 48 years, so everyone knows that. And they've used stuff directly out of Da Vinci Code, used things directly out of my videos. The whole concept of the conspiratorial apparatus founding America, I've talked about that many, many years ago, and the Knights Templars, all of that I've been talking about around in Hollywood for years. But I've got something Hollywood doesn't have yet, and I've had some movie offers coming to motion picture companies coming and wanting to do a movie on it, on this one particular symbol, this one particular work I'm talking about, and I've turned them down. because I know until this thing can be done right, I don't want it put out.
Well, Jordan, last time we talked and you brought this up to me, just tell me what your blueprint is and how you want it done. And if you do want me to work on it with you, I'd be glad to. But regardless, just get it done. Get this information out to people, regardless of who does it.
Well,
make sure you get it done.
Well, I know, because I don't want to leave this planet until this work is done. And it's something that has caught my attention for over 40 years. I've been looking at this one subject, and it's very, very powerful stuff. And I can't think of anybody that could do more with it than you. And so that's why I'd like to have you a part of this, because I'd like for you to handle it and put it out there, because I don't have the wherewithal to do any of this. I need somebody that has a system already in operation that can distribute and can get to the largest amount of people. And you have a huge audience. So that's why I mentioned before that I'd like to maybe possibly do something with you in relation to this subject. But you're going to have to see it for yourself first.
Well, Jordan, what I'll do is I'm going to be out on the West Coast soon, very soon. In fact, I'm about to be out there this weekend, but I have something else I have to do. So I need to come out there and see you.
Yes. I would like for you to come here, see me, sit here, and spend an hour here, and let me just go through the best, the basics. Let me just go through it slowly and show you the progression of the story, so at least you have in your mind the concept and how large it really is and how
big
this
thing
really
is. Let's pull the trigger on it. I'll get out there as soon as I can when it's a good date for you. It's been a couple days at least. Like you said, you were saying it take a while. I got more time than an hour if you've got it. And then just tell me how you want it done. Let's pull the trigger on it, Jordan.
Because that would be great.
I know
it would be great.
Well, thank you. This is exciting. We have so many of these discussions on the air. Perhaps we might have it privately as well.
Yes.
Because
I'm telling you, Alex, I have something here that I know is so explosive and so incredibly mind-boggling when it's finally presented correctly, so that you begin to see the progression of the use of this symbol, how it is used by the different cults, different religions of the world, how it is used by the different governments, all governments of the world. All the royalty of Europe have used this word and terms and symbols. And then to see it now finally in full display right now in America, it will finally hit you how big this thing really is.
And that signifies, though, that's what I keep asking. I mean, the fact that they're now going with everything, they suddenly display the symbol, moving away from the eye to the rising sun over the earth. They move into that, which I guess signifies in their hierarchy, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they are now engaging what, the final plan?
Yes. The ultimate final conclusion to thousands of years of a plan that was laid out a long time ago is finally being blanketed across the world, and no one is able to comprehend the how large this thing is, how big it is, and the implications of it. It's staggering story, and I don't even know what to do with it. I don't even know how to explain to the audience how big this thing really is, how ancient it is, and how serious our existence is on this earth because of this incredible ancient apparatus that was set up thousands of years ago. And it's the whole idea is coming from the darkness of night into the new light of a new world order.
Well, did you hear his acceptance speech, where he kept saying the new age, the new age, the new age? Barack Obama went, well, his inaugural speech. Please continue.
Yes, I know. It's all part and parcel of what I'm talking about. And that's
coming into the new age, coming into the new light. Why are you saying that's so dangerous?
It is profoundly dangerous, because the people who are doing it the best way I can explain it is that for years, kids used to talk on the phone in front of their parents and use terms, and they still do today. They can use terms and catchphrases which the young people understand, but which the adults don't. And so the kids could be sitting right in the front room talking in front of the parents and talking about a drug deal or something really nefarious, and the parents are hearing it and they don't understand at all the terms that are being used and the catchphrases, what they mean. Well, the same thing is true today with the elite who are running the world. They have a lingo. They have symbols and words and terms that they use among themselves, that they know what they're talking about, and they realize that the people of the world have no idea about what they're saying, what it means. And once you've cracked this code of words and terms, it's staggering and it's frightening in its implications.
Because
that's what I've got.
Because they're saying, at least with the Earth First Battalion and what the Pentagon says and what General Stubblebine and others have said, that the new age means killing most of us, doesn't it?
Well, I'm afraid so, yes, because it's part of the agenda. And
the new man, the cybernetic merger of humans
right.
into machines and the extermination of the majority of us.
That's right, because they are dumbing down the humans while making the machines and the computers able to think for themselves. And so in America, we like to brag that we've got computers that can think for themselves. And I say, thank God, because the people can't.
So the new age, one facet, I know I oversimplify it all, but one facet of the new age is the new man, the new creation.
That's right.
And the old man goes bye-bye.
You've got it. That's exactly one of the most important terms is the new man. And when you begin to see what that term new man actually implies and why Adolf Hitler talked about all the time creating the new man, why Stalin in his writings talked about the coming of the new man, when you see the communist symbols and words and terms that were used by the Communist Party around the world talking about the coming of the new man when the sun would rise on the new order. Once you begin to see this, then you see how very powerful and ancient and old and well-financed this whole monstrosity on the human race really is. And then for the first time, you begin to see how serious in trouble we really are.
And without saying any names,
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Without saying names, getting into arguments with other people out there, a lot of them I think are misled. A lot of folks have taken your deep research and then added onto it, oh, but we're going to have a new man. So they've co-opted your research and others' research, and then added, by telling the truth about the New World Order, they say, oh, but there's this new man coming. We're going to come together and have this new system, and the computers will rule us because they're fair. That, and then you get blamed for the people putting out that message, claiming it's your message, when your message is actually the opposite.
Exactly, and that's happened to me on many different fronts, because I will use terms that are in the Bible, and I'm trying to explain what they mean in relation to my research, then people go out and say, well, Jordan is saying this, this, and that, and therefore he obviously is working for the government, he's working for the conspiracy, and I'm just appalled because I'm not able to really put anything out there into the public.
Because this is so nuanced and sophisticated and multifaceted. You're saying they're going to come in with the dictatorship of the machines and the cyborg cybernetic merger and other things that they say are coming. You're saying they've built all of this to then have a false revolution and bring in this control, and others come and take your research, get everybody on board with the research, and then say, but the new man, that will fix it. The false revolution, the false new age.
Well, that's exactly what the Bible talks about, how the devil works. I mean, even in Scripture, even in Christianity, Christians are aware that there is a concept that the dark side will use what is good to deceive, and that even the elect could be deceived. It's so well done. Well,
counterfeits.
Absolutely, it's counterfeit. And but unless you understand and are able to sit for an hour or so and watch a presentation that was, showing the symbols that they were used thousands of years ago, used in Rome, used in England, and today are being used here, finally, it will finally hit you what I'm talking about. It's something you have to see. You have to watch the progression in order to understand the severity of what I'm talking about.
Honored. Let's get on the horn very soon and set up a time to do that. Now, specifically, without giving out the deep knowledge you've got, which will then be misconstrued, mispackaged,
yep,
thus destroying
right.
your message. That's why you can't come out with it. I've we're on the same page, Jordan. I know you've done deeper research than I, but you notice I'm throwing out basically what it is here. Just talking about what we're facing in the upheaval, more staged terror attacks, more economic collapse, open world government bank being set up, carbon taxes with bureaucratic regulators over every facet of our lives, shutting down all small industry farms and ranches, gun confiscation, giant youth brigades. It's all being announced. And exactly at, when the symbol manifests, now they're launching. Now, is this a beta test prototype or what I'm saying is, because we know they build minis before they build the big one, or does this in the battle configuration look like it is the final wavelength or the final signature?
I think it is the final, last, and final move. This is, in my humble opinion, this is it. There is nothing to come after this.
You have never said that before. You have never said that in 49 years of research. You've never said this is it.
This is it. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no doubt in my mind, because I've watched the steps and watched it progress over the years and looked at it from every point of view. I've taken this to other authors, writers, researchers in private, and they're looking at it, and we're studying this thing. Up until now, I have always believed that there was going to be some way that people would wake up and find out and be able to thwart this thing. But now I am totally convinced that the last and final stroke has been put into place now, and now it's a survival of the human race now. Now it is cosmic in proportion.
Because once the elite engage all these thousands of years of programming, conditioning, and preparation, this isn't even a machine they can turn off, is it?
That's right. Exactly. It's not something that they have control over anymore. Now it is cosmic in proportion. It's the basis for governments. The symbol is used in governmental systems, educational systems, law enforcement,
and you're saying military. There is an above, let's just get down to bottom lines. Christians can call it, you know, spiritual entities, whatever. The elite believe this in their own writings. There is an above human government that's been directing things.
Oh, you can bet on that. There is no doubt in my mind. That's why so many people have asked and talked about my religious faith as to whether I believe in God. I have no problem at all believing in God. I have no problem believing in the divine because I have studied the occult world for many, many years. I know what these symbols and religions, where they've come from, how they were co-opted, put into use by the elite powers of the world. I have no doubt in my mind that there is a God, and I have nothing but praise and honor for spirituality. But I'm telling you, and I don't even, at this point, I don't even care how people view this statement. The religions of this world are, as just as the scripture says, all flesh has lost its way. You have no idea in the world to what extent religions have been co-opted by the dark side, and it's right in your face. We just don't see it.
And the dark side always tells riddles. They say they're bringing the light. They're really bringing the dark sunshine. They're bringing the darkness. Think of how dear and sweet the children of the world are, how innocent, the light of God in their eyes. Think about all the people that have struggled against tyranny and oppression so that we have some modicum of liberty. And then think about the great darkness the New World Order is forging, all their crimes, all the wicked things they've done, how they enjoy hurting the innocent. We are in an eternal fight against evil. It is good versus evil. And evil is making its greatest move in history. Right now, all of the, in the elite's own words, planets are aligned. They are going into high gear. They believe this is their jump point, their move. We have no future if we don't struggle and fight back and speak out now and have a mass awakening against this system. Jordan, how, just in summation, because the show's basically over, how do you see this in the last 4 minutes playing out? I mean, is there a light at the end of the tunnel that isn't a freight train coming at us? Is there a way if people, and I see folks actually waking up in mass. I mean, they're not waking up to the sophistication of the attack, but I do see the massive beginnings of it. So I see a lot of positives, actually. I understand the enemy's making its move, but I also believe in the deus ex, the unseen goodness, unseen help, also throughout history, the balance.
I appreciate what you're saying, For myself, I just question whether the human race is going to be able to extricate itself out of this mess, because unless and until you understand what your enemy is really all about and what is actually happening here, and the military has planners and people in the CIA who plan things and getting intelligence. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't see much intelligence being done in the so-called truth movement, because they haven't, they do not have a grasp on the cosmic size of this thing. We're all looking at the different problems, and they're all right there in your face.
And we're looking at the low-level puppets and minions and front men.
Right, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, never looking past it.
But never looking past it, I'm telling you, there's something far, far bigger and far worse. The implications are absolutely frightening for the human race, and I've been working on this for a long time, and I would like to be able to do something with it before I leave here.
Is the creative, you know, energy of the universe, the creator? I mean, will God allow that to happen? As you've said many times, there's good and evil.
Well, that's another subject. I mean, I hate to talk about it because I don't want to offend anybody, but by their fruits you will know them. Christianity is praying every day for protection, for this and for that, for God to help them, and yet darkness is growing on the earth every day. Goodness is dying every day. Anytime any wisdom is out there or anything of any real value, the dark side will crush it and crush it into out of existence. So I'm just saying that people who have religious beliefs have better start looking at where their religious church and beliefs have actually come from and what these words actually mean, because but just a blind faith is not going to help anything anymore. We are in serious trouble, and people have better start looking for the real truth, because the more you pray, the worse things are getting. And until you understand who your enemy is and understand it thoroughly and correctly, you're never going to be able to get yourself out of the mess.
Yeah, most religious people, and especially Christians, think they're praying to one God and they're praying to another. That's what you're saying.
You got that right. That's exactly what's happening.
All right, Jordan, I will talk to you very soon. But I'll even call you this evening if that's a good time, or tomorrow.
How's that sound? That's fine. Make sure everyone goes on the website and check it out, because I got a lot of stuff there.
And a lot of books and key videos, jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan, I'm an honor talking to you, an honor working with you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Jordan Maxwell's out of here. Speaking of a lot of material he's covering, the new film, The Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, is available at Infowars.com right now. It just came out. Retransmission starts now.